Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. Sunday night again. This is Angela Joy. I'm your host tonight on Prophetic Grace Network, and glad to be here. Hallelujah. It is September the 26th, 2021, and we are heading on in towards that last quarter of the year. And it's been a year. I know you all can identify that it has been quite a year, a lot going on in the last 2 years. So I'm glad to be here tonight with you. Again, this is Angela Joy. I'm in Georgia, and I'm here to pray with you. I'm here to agree with you. I'm here to believe with you for transformation and transition into the next level that God is calling you to. Hallelujah. Isn't that something to be excited about? To know that you're in a situation where you're transitioning and you are going to be moving into a new place in God. Look for it every day. Don't worry about what it looks like. Just know that He is the master plan. And He is the director of your steps. You know, the righteous, their steps are ordered by the Lord. And if you're connected with Him, you can expect that to be so. Hallelujah. We don't want any misguided steps, because we can end up in some situations and some places we don't know how to handle or wouldn't know how to handle. So we want the Lord to orchestrate our steps. And we thank God that He is the author and the finisher of our faith. So what more can we ask for? Well, hallelujah. I see we're calling in. We've got quite a few callers calling in already. And if you're listening by means of computer or some other means and you happened upon, which we know things just don't happen, but you've been orchestrated in our direction, you can call in, and I'll be able to hear from you and pray with you. If you so desire, you would call in and press 1. After you dial 319-527-6027, that's 319-527-6027. And just press 1. I'll be able to see that you're in the queue, and you have indicated that you want me to believe with you for what God wants to accomplish in and through you in this season, and some situations that you might be dealing with. You need the hand of God. You know, today I had a glorious grand time in my kitchen. I think I mentioned to you all last week, they have mentioned a few times, I have a good time in my kitchen at my sink. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Got up a little late. I was awake. I just didn't get up and get started. I had my granddaughter here, and you know, she's an interesting 9-year-old, and she is just full of joy. She's bubbly, and so anyway, I got up and got started and fixed them some brunch, and it was right about the time that I turned on, well, actually, I got up a little bit earlier and turned on my system that my son had given me, and I was able to cast the live services of one of my favorite pastors, Bishop Brenner, out there in Austell, Georgia. Love his church. I've been there a number of times, and I'm 3.5 hours away from him. But I used to visit Atlanta quite often, and I loved being a part of their services. So anyway, I listened to his service today, and let me tell you guys, I had a Holy Ghost filled time this morning, or this, earlier today. And I'm telling you, the glory of God fell down in my kitchen. Do you hear me? I was calling things out, and I was speaking to the principalities and the powers. I was giving instructions and orders to the angelic host. I was telling them what I was in need of. I was reminding them of their duty, that if I send, you can go get it. Hallelujah. I said, go get what the enemy has taken. You know, he's been trying to play hide and seek with me, taking my stuff and hiding it up somewhere. But I said, I'm giving you the right to go get it. I'm believing that you will go spy it out and bring it back. And so I began to call things forth. I began to praise God. And let me tell you, I believe something happened in the atmosphere. I believe that the whole atmosphere in my household changed. And you know why I know that? Because the day went differently. I mean, I had a young man who was a friend, who's a friend of my son, and I think he graduated a year before my son did. My youngest son, and hadn't seen him, Rico, in, you know, a while. He moved to another little town, and I just thank God. Let me tell you, guys, you just don't know the impact sometimes you have on people's lives. And so, you know, my son is, you know, he's kind of like laid back, you know, about some things. But I remember Rico would always visit, and, you know, he'd hang out at my house. And, I mean, he was telling some stories today about, you know, how much time he spent here and how much he enjoyed being here and, you know, how I made him feel like he was a part of the family. To the point, like, one night he was here and Prophet Randy was ministering, and I had him pray over Rico. And he called out some things concerning Rico. And do you know that through the years, some of those things have manifested? And he, you know, told him about how the Lord had his hand on him and had called him to do some things in the kingdom and to, you know, be sensitive to what God was speaking to him. And do you know that young man turned his life around? And he is now such a responsible, respectful young man. He was always respectful and responsible, but he turned his eyes toward Jesus. And, oh, we think we're good, but when Jesus gets a hold of us, there are some changes that are made. And so he came by today. He just said, I came by. I wanted to check on you, check on my son Joel. And he came in, and he had his girlfriend, and I was cooking this dish that I'd never made before. Guys, it was so good. And it was enough for all of us. We fellowshipped. And it was such a good feeling to know that I had an impact on his life when he was growing up with my son, to the point that he comes by periodically and checks on us and looks to see if I'm home. And he lives in another town. And he, you know, about an hour away. And he came over and he told me how much he enjoyed being over here while he was growing up, the preteen and teen years, and, you know, how my son was an encouragement to him to get involved with soccer and do some other things. And it just blessed my heart. So you don't really know how the little things that you do for people, the kindness that you show, letting them know that, you know, you're available for them if they need to talk, or you're available to make your house here. You know, of course, we're not going to have any crazy stuff going on up in here, but he knew that. But my home was available to him. He felt like he was my child, you know, to a certain extent. You know, and I've got other young men that would come over with my youngest son and hang out. They were in the band. They were with, you know, in soccer. They played ball, you know. They, you know, they were all coming up together, and they called me, you know, Mama Joy, you know, and different ethnic groups, you know, different races of kids. I had Hispanic, I had mixed Asian, I had Caucasian, and I had Black, and they hung out at my house. And it blessed my soul today when that young man came by and said, I just had to check on you, Miss Joy, you know, I had to see how you were. I've come by before, and I didn't see your car. And he, you know, he brought his girlfriend in and we fellowshipped and we talked about the Lord and, you know, he talked about his new job. You don't know how you can affect someone's life just by showing the kindness of God. And I asked him, I said, do you remember when Prophet Randy spoke into your life? And he said, oh, yeah, I remember. And I said, has it not come to pass? And did you not go in that direction? And he was like, oh, yes, I did. So hallelujah. Rico's 29. And I think he was probably around 15 or 16 when Prophet Randy spoke into his life. Hallelujah. And he remembered that. And he pursued God. Hallelujah. Let's not give up on people. Let's believe that through us, they will see Jesus. Hallelujah. That's what our purpose here is on earth, is that somebody would be connected to Jesus. Somebody would understand that there is a place that's prepared for them that's better than where they are. They need to know that. They need to be encouraged. His mom, I think she worked a number of hours and was very busy. His father really wasn't in the picture. But I was so happy, and I look back to think that I made a safe haven available to him and the impact that it's had on his life. And introducing him to that one conversation that he had with Prophet Randy impacted his life for a number of years. Tell me God isn't somebody. Tell me he doesn't want us to be available to show forth his glory in this earth and to be, you know, the hands and feet and the mouthpiece for him, that lives will be changed. People's whole path will be changed and things will be rearranged for the glory of God. That just blessed my soul tonight, guys. I mean, he just left maybe a little over an hour ago, and he has a good, you know, pretty good job, and he has to be up at 4 in the morning. I was like, hey, you need to go home because you got an hour drive and you got to get up at 4 in the morning. And but what a blessing, guys. What a blessing. That blessed my soul. Hallelujah. Well, I'm excited tonight, as you can tell. You know, busy weekend, little tired, still in training with this new job and having some situations. But I know God's going to see me through it. He always does. He never fails. He won't fail you. And I'm so happy that he is available to us. Let me tell you, he is available to us. And I'm just excited about what God has in store. You know, I was listening to something earlier today, you know, speaking of what I heard earlier today and being a part and listening to Bishop Bruner's message today out of Austell, Georgia. Like I said, it's right outside of Atlanta. I think his church is directly across from Six Flags. And I'm just blessed by, you know, I'm blessed by his ministry, just being able to listen and be a part. And he said some really, you know, he's a powerful speaker, powerful man of God. And he was talking some things about, talking about some things that involve, you know, how we are and how we grow. And, you know, how our growth demands a new environment. You know, when God gets ready to do some things in us, we need to make some changes. We need to prepare for the growth that God wants to deposit in us. If you have growth, you need to make an environment that's conducive to your growth. You understand what I'm saying? If you want growth to take place in your life, you need to make a place available for growth. You need to be ready to expand. You know, and you know when it's time for you to grow, you get uncomfortable where you are. Hallelujah. I know I do. When I get ready to make a move somewhere, I feel a little tied in into where I'm at. So I know I need to move on out and make preparation for expansion. Hallelujah. Don't you know God wants us to expand in the things of God? Don't you know he wants us to expand in the things of the Spirit? Don't you know he wants us to grab hold of what he's offering us so that we can expand territory? Why are we expanding territory? Because there are others that we need to reach. There are things that we need to say. There are lives that we need to touch. And it's not up in our little four walls. it for expansion of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And let me tell you, it's never too late to look to God for expansion. Oh, you know, I'm older now. I might be too old. Don't you know that Caleb was 80 and Joshua was 40 when they took the land? Don't tell me about being old. We just need to be prepared. And he will go in and he will restore and he will bring back the things that the cankerworm and the locust have eaten up. Why? Because he wants you ready to expand, to touch the lives of somebody else. Don't shut down. Reach out. Hallelujah. Reach out into the things that God is calling you to, because you don't know what lives are going to be affected. You know, I could have been a selfish mother, and, you know, because I was a little older mother. You know, my last son, I had him when I was 37. And, you know, I think Rico's mom was pretty young when she had him. But the thing of it is that, you know, and they, you know, some of these kids around here, their parents weren't making, you know, room for what was going on in their lives. They weren't involved with the things that they were interested in. So I was here because I was definitely involved with mine because I wanted to make sure they were at my house so I knew what was going on. So I invited other kids to my house. And I could have been a selfish mother, and I'm not trying to brag on me, because let me tell you, I've got my faults and I've got my flaws. But one thing I have always wanted to do is to make people feel like they are something and that they have a purpose and there's something in them and that God wants it out. And so I opened my doors. And so, you know, I could have been a selfish mother and I could have said, hey, you know, I don't have time for you. I'm older. Your mom's young. She, you know, she can deal with bunches of kids at her house better than I can. But no. I wanted them there. I wanted them at my house. I wanted to eavesdrop on some stuff that they were talking about. I wanted to understand where they were coming from. Why? Because God had positioned me to speak something in their lives that I believe was going to change their lives for the glory of God. And it just dealt my heart well tonight to hear him say that how I introduced him to Prophet Randy, and he prayed over him, and he saw how God was directing him. Praise be to God. At 15 or 16 years old, now he's like 29. Glory be to God. Ever think that somebody just happens across your way, there's something that God is wanting you to say to make a difference in their life that'll change their life, maybe for a day, maybe for a year, maybe for eternity. But know that God is calling you to make a difference in the earth. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to go ahead and play this song. And let's see, I had it up, and I just started talking, and now I'm... Guys, you know, it's just, all right, I've got it here. You know what, and I love the title of the song, you know, Who Am I? God knows exactly who you are, and he is preparing things for you because he knows you. He knows your name. Hallelujah. Well, let's take a listen to this, and I will be back with you in just a little bit.
That the Lord of all the earth would care to know my name, would care to feel my hurt. Who am I that the bright and morning star would choose to light the way for my ever wandering heart? Not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow. A wave tossed in the ocean, vapor in the wind. Still you hear me when I'm calling. Lord, you catch me when I'm falling. on me with love and watch me rise again. Who am I that the voice that calmed the sea would call out through the rain and calm the storm in me? Not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are.
Scripture that says, what is man that he is mindful of us? He's mindful. He's mindful of the vapor in the wind. He's mindful of the dust. He's mindful of you. He knows everything that's going on with you. Don't feel that you are someplace that God does not know where to locate you at. He always knows what you are, where you are and what you have need of. Don't ever feel that you don't have him looking and watching over you. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to go ahead and click on a friend of mine's, a woman of God. She came on the air with me a while back, maybe about a month or two ago, and I'm going to click on her number, Marcia from Orlando. Hello, Marcia. Can you hear me?
Yes. Good evening. Good evening. How are you? Can you hear
Hallelujah.
Me?
Hallelujah. I am
yes,
great. You know what? It is Marcia's birthday, guys. I am so honored
Thank you.
To be able to talk to you today on your birthday.
I know. I saw that you were up, and I go like, well, what isn't it a good time just to come on and get blessed and be blessed and,
amen,
you know, just to celebrate. It's all about God anyway, and how good He is,
amen,
and his what He's done. And just like what you were saying tonight, you know, that's awesome. But, you know, it's not just all about us. It's about what we are called to do, what we were created to do from the beginning of time. And
amen.
That's my focus, you know.
Amen.
I've taken on a big number in my age, and truly, I'm like very focused. I mean, I've been focused before, but I'm even more focused to do what I've been called to do.
Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And as I had mentioned, you know, hey, when Joshua and Caleb went in to take the land, you know, Joshua was 40 and Caleb was 80. And, you know, Caleb was like, I'm just as strong as I've been before. I can go in here and I can do some stuff. So we don't have to look at the numeric part.
Right.
Of our,
that's true. Amen.
In this whole design that God has set up. Don't be focused in on your number. Just be focused in on the place that you are now and the place that God is calling you to, and know what you have to do to move into that place. Because if he kept you here for a reason. You're not just occupying to be occupying. You're here by purpose. Hallelujah. You're here by divine purpose in the earth. You're still here. Hallelujah. And let me tell you, my sister, I'm just rejoicing in the fact that you're just bubbly and you're alive. And even though the enemy has told a few lies, it didn't cause you to get off track with God. You know,
I heard
some things earlier today, you know, and I was thinking on that. You know, a lot of times we look at a situation where, you know, we look at these things as obstacles to get us off track. But a lot of times God is using these things to focus us so that we press in to get the things that God wants us to have. Because I've had some situations recently, Marcia, where I was like, if they hadn't happened to me in what would appear to be a negative light, I would have never pursued at the with the energy that I have to go after some things now, because I saw what the enemy was trying to do, and I was like, it's not going to work.
There you go.
It's not going to work. And so, when we experience things, it really gets us back focused and has us press in harder than we would have if we had had no opposition.
Yeah, that's so true, because you know the Bible says all things are working for our good, and it's an attitude of how we look at things, and I'm learning to say to the Father, okay, Lord, I'm open for you to teach me and show me what it is you are revealing to me, or is it just another level you're taking me to, or both? But it's never usually the plan of the enemy to destroy me. I cannot be destroyed. We are filled with the Holy Spirit of promise. We have a covenant with the Most High God. And we have to look at this. No. We've come this far. We cannot be destroyed or taken out by the devil. He is just doing what he knows to do, which is create problems. But through that, what am I learning? What am I learning? What am I learning?
Amen.
I'm learning as the fruits of the Spirit is rising up in me and sealing me. The strength of God, the anointing to minister to thousands, I'm going to say, because you minister to that young man, Rico. What is Rico? Who is Rico going to minister to? It multiplies.
My God.
So we have to look at it that we're going to reach the masses, even if we reach one. If I have to reach one young lady and minister to her about what's going on and how she can make it, and you can do this and help her not to be discouraged, that's what God is asking me to do. I am not jumping out of the ship. No, no, no. Because he's in the ship with me. He's in the boat. The boat is rocking and the winds are turbulent, but he is right there. He's right there.
Amen.
So I'm even at our numbers of our age, I am learning. You have to have a teachable spirit. You have to be willing to learn. Teach me, Holy Ghost. Father, show me, Lord. And I learn. I wanna go on to the next level. I'm taking the steps up because you're going from glory to glory. We're not chickens. We're eagles. We're eagles. So we have to go into that high place. And to go into that high place, things are always going to pull us down. there's always something. Always something down there trying to bring us down. But we gotta be determined to go up, go take it up higher, go to another level. And I felt that way today. I felt that way today. I felt His strength. I felt his anointing on my life, that whatever may come, he has prepared me. He is, because I have the eyes, the vision of Christ to say, okay, all right, God, you're with me in this. And He's with us.
Yes.
He's with us in it.
Yes.
In it. He's with us. He didn't abandon us and said, okay, I'm going to put you in the lion's den and you're going to be all. No, He didn't do that. Look at that, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They weren't alone.
Yes.
He came in there with them. He didn't stand at the outside and pull them out, did he, Joy? What did he do?
He went in there.
He was in there and brought them out. So I just praise God that I'm not alone. I'm not alone. I have the great one. I've been studying the name of the Most High. The Most High has been with me and with us all along. The enemy is Satan. He is not the Most High. He thought he wanted to be, but what happened to him? Where did he go? Where is his death? He was kicked out of heaven.
Yes.
So, but the Most High still stands there. He's sitting on his throne. Jesus, my elder brother, is sitting right next to him at his right hand, praying for us every day. Holy,
the
Holy Ghost lives on the inside of us, and He is guiding us as long as we say, Holy Ghost, see me, show me what you want me to see, show me what you want me to hear, show me what you want me to say. We're not perfect. I'm not perfect, even in this big number in my ears. I'm still not perfect, but I'm being perfected. I'm being perfected
glory.
As I allow Him to take me through the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil. Yea, though I
Amen.
Walk. Hallelujah. Glory
Hallelujah.
To glory, glory to God. Glory, glory to God. Praise your holy name,
like
Jesus.
You know, we know where to go. We go to the rock. Hallelujah.
Yes, the rock.
My God.
Mm-hmm.
We go to the rock.
The rock is
my
Jesus.
God. Mm-hmm. Yes, He is.
Hallelujah.
Yes, it is. And, you know, when you were talking about, you know, these things that we go through in the different places, you're right there where I was looking. I was thinking about, you know, we know God. We'll begin to know God through these situations and these things that we go through at another level. We're going to know Him in a greater way, in a greater power. We are going to be put into situations where the glory of God will manifest. Why? Because we're going to be meeting God on another level. We're going to be meeting God on a higher plane. And when we go to another plane, we're going to know God in another way. Hallelujah. We're going to know Him as a way maker. We're going to know Him as a healer. We're going to know Him as a deliverer. We're going to know Him as the God that parted the Red Sea. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Everything we go through is to know God
in a whole
new dimension.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so we can share that with others. I was listening to a minister today. She was saying the same thing. She said, talking about Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, you know, that they were upset because Jesus took so long to come and raise him from the dead. And guess what? And God, Jesus, and he said, wait a minute. I'm here on time because guess what? You're going to know me as the one that can raise the dead. You're going to know that power. You're going to know that power because we're going to do it too. We're going to do it.
Yes.
We're going to raise the dead. There's dead situations that we have to raise. We have to make it alive. It has to come alive. Not only in physically raising a body to dead, but I'm believing for that too. But there's some dead things that have to be risen up. It has to come forth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. I'm just rejoicing with you, sister, because,
Thank you, Jesus.
Sometimes, you know, we just have to not look at the numeric, and we have to say, hey, it's a brand new day, and you just start with me wherever I'm at, Lord, wherever you've located me at, where I am right now. We're starting fresh today. You know, we're starting anew today. Your mercies are new every morning.
Every morning.
So I had church up in my house today, guys. Let me tell you, I went from one sermon to the next. I listened to the minister that you're talking to, and I had listened, like I said earlier, to Bishop Bruner. And I think I sent you the link on that. Man,
it was good.
Go through to the end, my sister. I don't know if you got to listen to the whole thing.
I need to finish the last part, but it was powerful.
Oh, well, let me tell you about toward the end, stuff really got turned up.
Glory to God.
Let me tell you, woo, I began to call every foul, wicked spirit out that had tried to come against me and my household finances and against
my health and against
my relationship. I began to speak to it. Hallelujah. Mm. And let them know I've identified you.
You've been trying to
sneak some stuff up in here, but I've identified you. You've been revealed.
God.
Hallelujah. You were undercover, but I pulled the cover off. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Jesus. Just like these wolves running around in sheep clothing, we're going to pull the cover off. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Shining the light on that. What did you say, Marcia?
Glory to God. I'm shining the light. The light is shining on them now. The light. Who is the light? Jesus is the light, and I carry it. I carry the light. The light is shining on them. You're going to see everything. You see through everything. You'll be able to see through everything.
Amen. Give me spirit eyes, God. Ravenous wolves running around dressed up like sheep. Hey, my God, he is ready to reveal. God's going to show us. Let me tell you one other thing, people. Really, really, really understand how important it is for you to have a discerning spirit to be able to know who is amongst you. That is one of the most powerful things that I feel that the Lord has given us as born-again believers is to have a discernment concerning who is trying to come up and be next to you or infiltrate the camp or are telling you something when they want you to believe it because they're dressed up like sheep, but they're really they're dressed up like a sheep, but they're really a wolf. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory be to God. My God. It was,
my God.
I know, Marcia, you saw it on my page, and I had put one day I woke up and it was just like, I felt like God had said to me, you know, you better watch out for them smiling faces. Smiling faces.
I saw it. Yep.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Discern the real person behind the smile. Discern the person, that spirit that's lurking behind that smile. And a friend of mine, I've known her for a number of years. She went and lived in New Zealand for a while and came back to the States. And she thought, and she wrote on there this song by Undisputed Truth. She put the video and said, smiling. It was a song back in the day. I don't know, I guess maybe back in the 70s. I'm not sure. And it's called Smiling Faces Tell Lies. They don't tell the truth.
Oh, my.
Glory be to God. My God.
Yeah.
They don't tell the truth. Smiling faces. And I think part of the song says, it's nothing but a frown turned upside down.
Oh my gosh. Ooh.
My God.
Look at that.
Faces. Hey, yeah. I don't know what's going on up in here tonight, but I tell you, it's to expose. enemy.
Yes.
And it's
yes.
to give you some weaponry to know that Ooh. You are well equipped. Hallelujah.
Tools.
Get
yes.
your armor on. Hey,
yes.
my God.
Yes.
You are,
that's what time
you
it
are
is.
Able to go in and possess the land. He's giving you the goods. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. You've got a whole team. You've got an entourage. You've got angels at your dispatch. Hallelujah.
Cool.
So go out and
pull
the cover off the wolf and expose who he really is. That wolf dressed up like a sheep. Ha! Those people that they say they're with you, but all the time they're lining up some sort of situation to try to bring you down. But why?
Mm.
Because they see the God in you. But you will be able to see the devil behind them when you operate
them.
In
yes.
your discernment.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Get ready,
yes.
church. It's getting hot up in here. It's the fire of
Ooh.
God.
Ooh,
oh,
Jesus.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
my
you, Lord. The
God.
Bible says, know them who labor among you. And we got to ask God. We got to ask God. We got to ask him. That's one prayer I pray a lot every day. Guide me, Jehovah. Guide me.
Mm.
Guide me. Don't let me go up into some spot where you order my steps, Lord. This is all a part of discernment that he'll show us. And you go, wow. I did. You know what? When you see, that's why I didn't go there. Because look at them now. They've fallen out. Look at them. That's why you didn't lead me there, Lord. I thought I was supposed to go over there. But when we have that tool of prayer and it's a prayer, and you ask him to guide us and lead us into all the truth and to know who's laboring among you. You know, sometimes I heard another minister say, if you feel your gut where your spirit man lives in, if you feel something, it usually is something. If you feel something in that spirit man, it is something. Pay attention to it. Give it to God and say, Father, what is this I'm feeling?
Yes.
Something just doesn't fit right. Something is just not flowing. You show me, Lord. Reveal it to
me.
Show
me, God.
Don't just let it go by, because you know, God, like what you said, Angela, God is sharpening us now, because we are going through a time where the real church got to come forth. And that's what he's doing with us. The real church is going to be revealed. And he has people out there. The real church. There's play church going on, toy church.
Ooh.
There's the churches that all they're in is for the money thing. It's not truly after the heart of God to impart into people so that they will be witnesses. They will be the disciples that God has called us to be. He's looking for some people that's going to rule and reign with him. And you can't have no agenda but God's agenda
Jesus.
To rule and reign. You have to be on his. You got to be on his advisory board. You can't be any sneaking stuff. And we need to look at just look in our government system. What's going on now? It's showing up. It's showing up. What's true? What's not true? I mean, I don't like to look at the news, but when I look at it, I say, what you want to show me, Holy Ghost? What you want to show me? The tricks, the lies. You see, God is saying, you can't, no, your agenda's not going to work. It's not going to work because you're going to go off into that ditch. You're going to end up saying, I could profit off this, you know. Hey, let me see if I can do this. And next thing you know, next thing you know, you're on your agenda. You're not on his agenda.
Mm.
That won't work. You're going to get fired off of the board of directors. I'm talking about the heavenly board of directors. I want to be found faithful. I want to be found. And
faithful.
If it takes a while, Whatever he gonna do, take a while. I know I'm still gonna be right there with him when it's time, when that time comes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise
That's what Prophet Randy has been speaking on so much. Exactly what you're touching base on tonight, as you know, people's agenda, the merchandising in the church, how, you know, the focus has been taken off the real ministry of the church, and
the focus is on
some sort of gimmick that we can get money in the pockets of those and line the pockets of those who are not really on an assignment to make sure the people of God are being fed properly. Some churches, the folks are just straight up malnutrition from the things of the spirit.
Because
that hasn't been the focus. But God is saying there is a remnant of people. Hallelujah.
There's a remnant of people.
We are the remnant. I call
for
the remnant tonight.
Glory
be to God. The remnant of God to move up into the next level with God, to take your rightful place and your assignment in the earth to make a difference for eternity, not just for this natural thing that's going on here, but for eternity, for the eternity, the eternity,
Thank
the things
you,
that
Lord.
Matter to God.
Souls being saved, lives
being saved
God.
For the glory
praise
of
God.
God. Hallelujah.
Praise
My
God,
God.
Praise
we're
God.
On to something tonight.
We are on.
Woo.
We got some tools tonight. We're getting some equipment.
Glory, we're getting some equipment.
Yes, we are well equipped to go in and take the land. Hallelujah. I'm looking forward to the day. Go ahead. No, I was just thinking about how God, you know, what we're getting, you know, we're like this army with the soldiers, and you can't. I've been in the military. I know what it feels like to crawl on my belly underneath barbed wire to get to where we need to go, to get to where I know what it feels like when I scrape my knees. I got to crawl over a wall to get to the other side. See? And the church has been painting this false picture. Oh, you just need to do this, say it. Confess it, and everything will be all right. If you go through, that's from the devil. Don't accept that. No.
My God.
No. Because God said, there's a scripture somewhere that says we are touched with the feel. We are gonna feel some of what he went through. No.
Yes.
What Jesus went through is the most, the ultimate. But you're gonna feel the resistance. When I had to climb over that wall to get to the other side, I was holding on. The resistance was intense. But I kept saying, I can do it. I can make it. Because if I don't make it today, I'm going to have to make it again tomorrow. And are you willing? Are you willing? I am not looking. I don't want to be around any of those saints that say, "Oh, child, this is you don't need to go through anything. You just need to believe God with your religious self, and just believe." No. You gonna feel we gonna be right next to with him. We're gonna be with him, and. You can't get that close to the president of this company without feeling some of the stuff that you're gonna go through that you've been through. You're gonna feel.
Amen.
You're gonna have such a oneness. And I keep talking about president or the board of directors. I'm talking about the heavenly board of directors.
Amen.
I see that this remnant, because we are going to actually feel some of the pain. Holy Spirit, help me. But there'd be such a oneness that you're going to say, I felt that. I felt that when I had to go through that thing, but God brought me out. Yes, I felt. I know what it feels like.
I know what it feels like.
That way you can help somebody else. Because it's not going to be just tiptoe through no tulips and skipping up to glory. We're going to know him, the power of his resurrection, that's what I want to say. The power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. You're going to know him.
Mm.
God, what is that?
Fellowship.
What is
that? We want to leave that part out. We don't want to We don't want to talk about the fellowship of the suffering.
Oh, no, they don't. No, they
need that. No, not in today's church.
No. When you have to really believe, and sometimes you can't go to sleep all night long because you have to cry out to him.
Jesus.
And say, God, I need you to do this. And the pain and the bearing down and feeling the intensity. Are you willing?
Are you willing?
For the glory that will be revealed to us. You either want it or you don't want it.
Amen.
You gotta make
and
up
how
your mind.
Bad do you gotta want it?
Yes. But he gave us the tools.
Jesus.
He said, he gave us the equipment. We're not alone. He's with us.
We're not alone.
Uh-huh.
We're not alone. Praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. But that's
Hallelujah.
The enemy's trick. He wants to trick us to believe that we're alone.
Mm-hmm.
But we are not alone, people.
We're not.
We have a cloud of witnesses that
oh, dear God.
Saying,
praise God
you can
for
make
that.
It. Somebody's grandma is up in heaven, and she's crying out, you can make it.
Oh,
you got
yes.
it.
Encouragement.
Jesus is before the Father, as you had mentioned earlier, Marcia.
Come on.
He's before the Father. He is interceding for us. Why? Yes. Not because he doesn't understand what we go through. He understands exactly what we go through. Why? That was the whole purpose of him coming to earth, so he could walk the earth as man and experience everything that we experience, so he knows how to present our case before the Father.
Ooh.
He knows
prayer's
how to
going
present
on.
Hallelujah. Our case before the Father. He's not just talking
Hallelujah.
About something he heard about. He's talking about what he knows about because he had to go through it. Hallelujah. He has empathy for us because he's walked
Hallelujah.
In the shoes that we walk in. He's not just jibber-jabbering about something he don't know anything about. No, he's before the Father because he knows about it. Hallelujah.
He's at work all the time. For us.
At work all the time. Jesus.
Oh,
la my God, we got
so
a fire burning.
Moko shela bahase. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise your holy name.
Go ahead, and I'm going to play another song, and we're going to come back, and we're taking calls. And I have a dog that's roaming around, and I got to lock him up. And you know what? The strangest thing, I'm in here. I think I mentioned it too on the air last time. You know, I've got this thing my son bought me. It's called a JB something, JLB, and it has Google on it. Now I'm in here talking about the things of God. It's out there jibber-jabbering. I haven't said, hey, Google. I haven't said anything. It just heard me in here praying and us talking, and it wants to get into conversation. The devil is something else. You know, they spy on us. I'm not even in the kitchen. I'm in my bedroom with the door almost shut, and that thing's out there talking.
Yeah, I got to watch mine, too. It'll start talking, too. Yeah.
But you know, it was so funny, and I thought about it today. I have it in my kitchen on the counter by the sink, and that's why I had a Holy Ghost-filled time today, y'all. So I said all Google got today was to know how to go into the tap into the things of God. That's all it was sneaking up on with me with today is that
there
I wanted to have it in a place where I just have a Holy Ghost-filled time at my kitchen sink. And let me tell you, I was making some moves today, and I said, well, Google, you can just get all the information you want. Maybe somebody or some demon that's listening might understand that I'm walking with power today. And more changes is playing towards how they want to handle me today. So, Google.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We just come against every foul spirit, and I'm going to go ahead and play this song, Break Every Chain, and we'll be back with you to take calls in just a moment.
Thank you, Lord.
Break every chain.
are free. Take your liberty in God tonight. Hallelujah. Shake off the chains tonight. The fetters that bind you refuse to be bound up anymore. I hear them falling in the spirit. Father God, we just thank you tonight. We thank you, Lord, that the way has already been made. The foundation has already been laid. The atmosphere has already changed. There's a shift going on right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Preparing for the things of God to be made manifest for the people of God, to experience the presence of God in this place tonight, to see the things that they've been believing for and standing for to come to pass by faith in Jesus' name. We thank you that liberty is in this place tonight. Liberty! Liberty is in this place tonight. Hallelujah. Shake it off, whatever's trying to bind you, and let it go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We just thank you for Prophetic Grace Network. We thank you for Prophet Randy Chandler for allowing this platform of ministry to go forth. We pray for the ministers that come on a regular basis to speak and talk with the people here and to encourage them in the things of God and to believe for miracles to take place. Lord, we give you the glory and the honor and the praise tonight for what you're doing, what you've done, what you're about to do in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. All right.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
You're listening by computer and you don't know exactly where you are and how you got here, call in at 319-527-6027. That is 319-527-6027. Don't forget to press 1. That'll put you in the queue for us to see that you're in need of prayer. We've got quite a few callers. We're going to go ahead and start with 910-709. Angela Joy with Marcia here tonight with me. How can we pray for you? Who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from?
This is Sylvia from North Carolina.
Hello, Sylvia from North Carolina. How's it going over there, Sylvia?
It's pretty good.
Pretty good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just want to pray quickly over you, and then if Marcia has something she wants to pray or say, she's welcome to. So anyway, as I was speaking with you, Sylvia, and, you know, mentioning your name, I saw like a flower in bloom. Hallelujah. It was folded up. There's fragrance in this attached to this. I saw a rose, actually, and it was a beautifully colored rose, and there was fragrance attached to this rose, but in order for it to be distributed out into the atmosphere, it was like it had to open up. And I saw it opening up that it would go forth with the fragrance that was attached to it to change the fragrance of your life. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Change the fragrance of your life, Sylvia. Ha! Menenabashe. Things that may have not smelled the way you want to smell. You know, when you walk into an atmosphere and you know, a lot of times you go into places and you can kind of check out where you are by the fragrance that's in the atmosphere. Hallelujah. You know when you walk into an area and it's full of dust. You know when you walk into an area and it's full of bacteria and odor. And then you know when you walk into a place that's been cleaned with the whatever you call it, all the stuff we use today to keep things from growing and the bacteria from growing. And you know there's a difference. You can tell the difference in the area by the fragrance that's in the room. So it's almost like I sense that the Lord wants to change the fragrance of your life. It's some things that have not quite been the aroma that you've been pleased with. But it's time for you to bloom and to blossom and change the fragrance of your life. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you for that. We
thank you, Lord, that she
invites the presence and the fragrance of the Holy Spirit in her heart, in her life, in her place of residence so that she can bloom and blossom into everything that you called her to do. And every scent and every foul odor that's tried to clog her up and cause her to it now in the name of Jesus. Dissipate.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We give you the glory, God. We give you the praise.
Thank you, Lord.
For changing the fragrance. Hallelujah. The fragrance of her testimony.
Thank you, Lord.
The fragrance of her environment. The fragrance of the things that she encounters. Change it and make it pleasant in Jesus' name.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Ha. Sayalabaha. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, Father.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Speak and release words that are going to just change the way you see your atmosphere. And release the fragrance
yes.
of the Holy Spirit in your environment.
Thank
concerning
you,
the things that you're involved with. Let it invade
yes.
your environment.
Yes. Yes, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
My God, my God.
Hallelujah.
Any way you feel like, praise God.
I don't know. It's Sylvia, did you have a special prayer request? Was there a special something on your heart?
I've been closed in for like a month and a week now. I've been going through what you, Marcia, was hitting on, a lot of things that I was going through, like fellowship and suffering. The Lord had told me something was coming, and it came, and I'm in the fire, and I'm not asking to be prayed out. I'm just asking to be prayed for the grace to go through. And he
Amen.
Says that, yes, he says that when I get up this time that I would be walking in the things, the ministry that he's called me to. So I've been studying
Hallelujah.
And the thing that you've been talking about staying up praying in the middle of the night.
Yes.
It was like I was so sick, but I was doing it anyway, and I feel like he's you know, this happened. He's doing something in me. And
yeah.
I just, you know, just want prayer for the grace to continue to
Amen.
Go through.
Amen.
Yes, I
All
actually,
right. Praise God.
I actually, okay.
We just release right now, Sylvia, we release the strength of God upon you. And like
yes.
what you said, it, when you're weak, he is strong. And also for the
yes.
grace of God. Because his grace is sufficient. So receive
yes.
his grace right now. And we come into
yes.
agreement with the timing and everything that God is doing. And we pray for you to continue to be obedient to do, because it's going to take you to another place. You're going to, you're not
mm.
only going to have a, it's change, it's going to change your atmosphere, but it's, you're going to see more. You're going to have more discernment. And God is going to use you in that way as long as you just stand and
yes.
keep standing and keep standing. The battle is not yours. It's the Lord's. The battle is not yours,
yes.
the Lord. Just trust him. So we release the strength of God, the grace of God, the peace of God, and knowing that you are not alone. You're not
mm-hmm.
alone. He's
mm-hmm.
with you.
Yes.
So God, we just pray for
yes,
for you,
Lord,
a covering over Sylvia right now to keep
yes,
her
Lord.
Even that time. She's one of your obedient people, and that you hear your voice, God. And Father, we just thank you that
yes,
in not many days you'll take her to that next level, Lord. And God, we thank you for that beauty, that fragrance, that change that's coming.
Mm.
In Jesus'
yes,
name,
Lord.
We give you all the
yes.
glory, God. We give you all the glory. Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank,
thank
you, thank
you.
You, thank you. Thank you. God
thank
says
you.
He loves your heart. He loves your heart. You have a good heart, lady. You have a good heart, Miss Sylvia. You have a good heart.
Thank you.
Amen.
Glory
Praise
to God.
God. Yes, amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
He knows us, Sylvia. He knows you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He knows you. He knows the desires of your heart. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Sure. Is there anything else or anything you want to say?
No. That's it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Sylvia. And we're believing God for you and for change. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay.
All
God
right,
bless
then.
You
good
both.
Night. God bless
good
you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
All right. We move on. Let's see. Next caller is 828-989. And who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
This is Jennifer from North Carolina.
Hi, Jennifer from North Carolina. How are you tonight?
I am well and blessed. Thank you.
You are well and blessed, Jennifer. Hallelujah. You are well and blessed. Father, we just thank you for Jennifer. I just, you know, as you were saying that, I just heard the word focus, focus. And I don't know exactly, except that I'm just sensing that the things of God or things that, you know, you're to focus in this season, I sense that maybe there may be some distractions and some things that come that have caused you to maybe have to take a look at it. But it's almost like I sense that with the word focus, it's like God wants to keep your focus on him. He wants you to lay aside every weight, hallelujah, that would so easily beset you, because it's not the time or the season to lose focus. And I just want to encourage you to focus in on the word of God, focus in on the things. I want to tell you to focus in on the things that God has done as a memorial, that you will be, strengthened in faith to know that if he did it before, he'll do it again.
Do it again.
That he will do it again. Don't lose focus, because if we start looking at what's going on around us, sometimes we're easily distracted and we lose focus on what God is trying to do for us and do in us and do through us. So he says, if you want to focus, go ahead and look back at what I've already done. And then you can understand where I'm going to take you, because I'm a God.
Hallelujah.
I do not lie. I'm not like man. I am a God you can trust. And I don't change.
Yes.
I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so
Amen.
To get that down on the inside of you, no matter what the trials and tribulations or whatever it is you're having to deal with in this season, at this time,
mm-hmm.
yeah, look at the memorials. Look at what he's already done. If you want to look at something, and keep your eyes on Jesus, because that's
Hallelujah.
The deliverer. He is the deliverer, and he's the one who will keep us constant and on track. And it's very
Thank
important
you,
in this season. In Jesus'
Thank
name,
you,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Anything you want us to pray with you about, Jennifer?
Well, you just nailed it. I've been very distracted. It's like I saw little foxes, you know, have been coming everywhere, and so that was my prayer. And like I mean, that was just spot on. Even the memorial, he has literally been building a memorial for himself for me to remember. His past faithfulness. So, like in rocks, I've been seeing pictures, like my face in rocks, and his face, like real. I mean, I'm not like.
Wow.
I mean, you can actually see him. So it's very special, and I've just been. I really can't even wrap my brain around it. I just keep staring at these rocks, and they're like, how is this possible? But, I mean, with God, all things are possible. So I am very encouraged that he knew exactly what I needed to hear and what I was calling for tonight.
Amen. Thank God. I tell you, I am amazed at my. I'm amazed. I'm amazed.
Amen.
I'm just amazed. You know, I don't even know what to say because I don't have a clue until I open my mouth. Hallelujah. Thank God.
Okay.
He wants to say, all
Glory.
I desire to be is an empty vessel that's poured out and made for use for the kingdom. So I thank God for you, you know, just calling in. Anything you want to share with her, Marcia?
No, the only thing I heard as you were talking, Jennifer, was I heard the cares. The cares belong to him. Cast the cares on him. The cares. And it all ties in with the focus. And just like what you're saying, that memorial thing, God has done so much for you. You can ride on that. Just that when the other things come to distract you, you just think about, God did that for me, and he did that for me, and he did that for me, and he did that. So you know, it makes the journey, the step so much more easier as you go from glory to glory, because you've been through stuff and you've seen it brought you out, and he just says, don't get weighted down by any of cares and the distractions, because you know the way. You know the way. That's why you can say, I'm blessed. You're blessed and well. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And we just continue to bless you. We bless you to continue to be blessed and well and successful in him. In him. Amen.
Yes, in him. Amen. Amen. Thank
Praise
you.
Jesus.
Glory to God.
Yes. Glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You know what, Jennifer? When we hear things like this, and I'm listening to you, and it's almost like, you know, you just lit up like a light bulb. And I think to myself, and I was like, Lord, you know, I have situations. We all have situations that, you know, we sometimes focus in on. And we know we're not to, you know? And I was like, I will beat myself and say, you need to stop that. You know.
Yeah.
What you're
to do. Yep. Same here.
You know? But somehow we just get sidetracked and we get our view on something and our mind on something that we know is not going to benefit us at all. And we know that it's the cross that has benefited us and continues to benefit us. And the blood of Jesus and what he's done, and that he didn't do it just in vain, that we have access to the benefits even now. And so sometimes we just lose focus. I know I do.
Same here.
But it's okay. We're all here together, and we're all going to make it in. If we stay on track, God will never leave us or forsake us, and he's not going to lead us wrong. So hallelujah. But thank you for calling in, Jennifer. You encouraged me just to hear the change in your voice. Like you just flipped on like a light bulb.
Amen.
Well, I mean, your word choice, I mean, everything. I mean, it was, I was sitting here with a huge smile on my face because I know you don't have a camera in my in my cabin here, but I'm sitting here. I just washed all these rocks up and they're out. You know, drying on my table, and like he told me at Memorial. So it's
wow, that is just amazing.
Yeah, so be encouraged.
I know that's awesome. That is, I can understand being encouraged. That is awesome. Well, praise God.
Yeah.
Well, we look forward to hearing from you and what God's going to continue to do and be a part of it. You know what? We're a family here. We're going to be a part of us all crossing over to where God is calling us to. We're going to celebrate together. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're going to celebrate your victory.
Yes.
We're going to celebrate your crossing over. We're going to celebrate you moving to that next level. You're not by yourself, sister. We're here as a family. We're going to celebrate together. Hallelujah. And we're going to encourage each other. My God. I just love it. I just love it. We're the body of Christ. We're not fragmented. We're together. Let love.
Hallelujah. Connected. We're connected.
Connected. I
Hallelujah. By the blood. Wow. Glory be to God. All right. Well, I'm getting too excited, Jennifer. I guess I better move on. All right. Well, thank you so much.
God bless you.
We'll be hearing from you again.
Yeah. God bless.
God bless you too.
Good night, Jennifer. Praise God. God is awesome. He is an awesome God.
Amen.
Trying to click off on things, and it's trying to act a little strange. There it goes. All right, so we're going to move on over here to 251-342. This is Angela Joy, and who am I speaking with? Where are you calling from?
This is Latrice from Alabama.
I thought it was my friend Latrice from Alabama. So how are we tonight? How are we tonight?
It is well in spite of.
Always.
Hallelujah.
You know, you're my cheerleader. I see you with your little pom-pom.
Right. Ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party, because a Holy Ghost party don't.
We win.
Woo!
They're like, what's going on back up in there? Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God. That's glory.
Oh, my God.
You got it. You got it. Becca, I take that word for me, too.
I'm telling you,
praise God.
Lord.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, I'm going to get my pom-poms. I'm going to get me some pom-poms.
Thank you, Lord.
The win. It's win. We're winning. We're winners. The winners.
let's get our wind blowing, y'all. Let's get out there.
Let's get the wind.
Get the wind.
Yeah.
In space. My
Thank
God.
You, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Woo.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. My God. Glory be to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
All right, y'all.
Praise
I got to
step
it down right now because I got to work out the sweat here.
Glory to God.
Peace.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, then. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The word is still right by itself. And I believe.
Hallelujah.
It does matter what you believe.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And I'm amazed it was pointed out today that Luke was the physician.
Yeah.
And he was the disciple and apostle of
mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. But you never see where he wrote a prescription. He always referred people to the great physician.
My God. Yes, he
did. Glory to
God. Yes, he did.
I'm like,
yes,
what'd you say?
My.
So this, it matters what you believe. And if you're sick,
you know,
call on the elders of the church.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because
yes.
He's the same God. If he did it before,
yes.
He can do it again.
Do it again.
Amen. Lord, that's so exciting. I'm so glad you brought on the pom-poms and got me all, you know.
Yes.
you didn't need much. You came out the gate, dude.
You almost pushed me over the edge.
You came out the gate. I'm like, Coach, tag me in.
My God. It's a good time tonight. We're experiencing some good
Hallelujah.
Stuff.
Hallelujah.
We are.
Yes,
we
thank
are,
you, Lord.
Yes,
all right. Did you say you had a prayer request or you didn't?
I do. I would ask that you, happy birthday, Marcia.
Thank you so much, Latrice. Thank you.
You're
so
more
much.
Than welcome. And
Thank
my prayer requests are, I ask that you all believe God as touching with me concerning my finances. I have some finances that are held up, and I'd like for you all to take authority over that situation and send Michael and the posse out to loose my finances in Jesus' name. I have some unspoken prayer requests that I'm believing God for manifestation in, and I ask that you all agree as touching with me concerning those prayer requests as well, in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Well, Marcia, go ahead and lead the way there. We're going to release the faith to see that it's
done. Oh, all it
Amen. And you know, Pat, I heard tonight when you were talking, I heard, I've done it already. It's already done.
Hallelujah.
It's already done. And it ties into that fact that you have the victory. You did your cheerleading part and you won. So we Angela and I, we just come into agreement with you in Jesus'
Hallelujah.
Name. And you said a threefold cord is not easily broken. We bind ourselves together with the word of God concerning the request that you have in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And we speak as we declare as such in heaven that whatever is in heaven is also is available on the earth. And whatever you have need of, it is available in heaven. So we reach out in the spirit. And we take claim of it in Jesus' name. We speak to the finances to come. We cause it right now to come forth. We clear the path of any blockages. And we call it in. We call it in the name of Jesus. We speak to it and it to come forth. And to come forth exceedingly abundantly beyond even what you ask or thinking. In Jesus' name, run it over, extra, more than enough. In the name of Jesus,
God.
It's time. And every unspoken request, Lord, you God, you know her heart. You know what she has need of, and if it's according to your word and to your will, be it done unto her in Jesus' name. We just release the path for this to come forth now in the name of Jesus. This is your woman, God. This is your holy, anointed woman of God. And we just bless her.
We
agree with her. We agree with the return of everything that she has need of and every situation that she's praying about. God, there's nothing that you won't do for her because she's walking upright before you. Nothing, God.
Yes,
and she speaks your word and she believes you. She's standing in faith, God, and she's walking in your will and your work, your purpose and your plan.
Hallelujah,
so
Jesus.
We just thank you, Father, for bringing it all together in the name of Jesus. No more hold up. No more delays. But the open,
thank
the
you,
windows
Lord.
Of heaven is open now. The windows of heaven are open now, and we thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus.
We look up and we receive it in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Thank you,
thank
you. Thank you,
God.
Glory to God.
We shouted that one in. Praise that one in and stood on the word.
Hey,
glory
to
God.
Yes.
Glory to
your
name, God.
Jesus' name. Yes. Hallelujah.
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 Well, we just thank you for being a part of what God is doing tonight, Latrice. And
thank you for having me.
I'm glad to have you. Because I feel blessed to have you here in the presence of what God is doing.
You are
glory
the one. For ushering us in Jesus' name, I decree a blessing, Lord, upon you guys. May he continue to make you rich and add no sorrow to it.
Amen.
Amen.
You ladies have a wonderful evening.
Thank you.
You too, Latrice. Thank you for calling in. Be blessed.
All right, good night.
All right.
Good night.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
All
right. So we're going to go to, take a look at the numbers that I have. So we're going now to 402-214. This is Angela Joy. And who am I speaking with? Hello?
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 Can you hear me? This is Angela Joy. And who am I speaking with?
Oh,
where are you calling from? Hi.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Okay, cool. Well, I couldn't hear the number. Cause
oh, yeah.
I think because
well, I mean, you're 402, right? 214?
Yep. Yes, ma'am. This is Sharon in New York.
Hi, Sharon in New York. How are you?
Hi. It's hard to hear with all you ladies, all you people.
Okay. Well, Sharon, I'm so glad you called in tonight. And
thank
Sharon
you.
From New York. Yeah. We're glad to have you in there with us tonight. So, Father, we just pray over Sharon in New York. And all I'm seeing, Sharon, I don't know what your situation is. I don't know how this would affect your situation, but I saw a water brook, and I heard the word water and a flowing of water, and I it brought me to I guess in Isaiah it talks about rivers in a desert, and I just sense that there's a focus on water flowing into this place, and I heard rivers in the desert. And so I don't know. I know that the water represents the Holy Spirit, and I don't know what kind of situation you're in, but there's a flow. I see a flow into the a dry land, something that is in need of some water to flow in and to change it, to rearrange some things, and for you to walk into a sense of knowing that you are being refreshed, you are being restored. And there is water coming into the desert, Sharon.
Oh, thank God.
Hallelujah. Be encouraged.
Yes,
thank you. You're not in a dry and dusty land where there's no access to what you need, but there is a river flowing into the desert.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much.
And to give you what you need. You know, water has a lot of things involved with it as far as bringing forth nutrients, causing things to even begin to bloom again. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we thank you for it. And we give you glory. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you so much. Yeah,
oh,
this
welcome.
Is in a desert.
Anything? Hello, Marcy, are you there?
Oh, yes, I'm here. Oh, I was just going to ask Sharon that. Did you have a request, a prayer request, Sharon?
Yes, I would like to have special prayers for my daughter and her children, her family.
Okay. Is there something to do with safety? I heard the word safety. Safety? Is everything okay?
I hope so. You know, I don't know. No, you know.
Okay.
She had a real hard situation and all on her shoulders and she needs her faith renewed and protection and spiritual protection, you know?
Yeah. What's your daughter's name?
Dana.
Dina?
Dana.
D-A-N-A.
Dana.
Father, we just pray over Sharon, and we pray over her daughter, Dana, and
Lord.
Dina, and we ask you, Lord God, to cover that family with the blood of Jesus.
Yes,
Father, you know what's going on as far as their safety and their protection, and especially in the spirit realm, God, we ask that you cause her, Father, to hunger and thirst for you, and that you'd fill her with your fullness, that she'll know you and trust in you. And God, even for the children, the family, Lord God, keep them in your care with your loving arms around them, O God. May
yes,
they
Lord
know,
God.
Lord God, that you are a good God, that you are a provider, that you are the one that will look out for them, that they must, that they will know how much you love them, Father, that their love of God is shed abroad in their hearts, and that they will seek you, God. Oh, Father, I just thank you. I just thank you that you're going to watch over them. Watch over them spiritually, but also watch over them protection-wise, Father. I don't know what it is, but
Lord,
I just ask you, Lord, to keep them in your care, bind them together in love. And I thank you for her mom, Sharon, Lord God, that's been an intercessor praying out and crying out. Keep crying, keep praying for her. Keep praying for your daughter in the name of Jesus. And we just pray, okay, Lord God, with whatever the enemy has up ahead, we stop it in its tracks right now. We expose the plan of the enemy in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, that you would keep this family in your everlasting arms because of the cry of their mom, of her mom, that we're crying out and praying and believing for her in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Jesus, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I pray Psalm 91 over them. I cover them with a blanket of Psalm 91. I also pray Psalm 23 over them, that, Lord, you're their shepherd. They shall not want. And that they dwell in the secret place, God. Hide them under the shadows of your wings. And you do that, God, you reveal yourself to them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you for that spiritual change, the change that's coming for them, a change that's coming that will keep them and protect them in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Well, Sharon, something you want to share or say to us tonight or to the family out here tonight listening and praying?
Did you say share?
Yes, anything you want to say or share to share with us?
The only thing I thought of is way back several years ago, about 16 years now, I had this gut feeling, you know, this urgency for my son. You know, he had what the priests call the anger of bereavement, because my children's dad had left when the kids were little, and then he died. And I disappointed him, and he had just a lot of pain, and he kind of, he was very spiritual as a child. He was very gifted. He was, you know, drawn to God and both of my children, and that's why they're being attacked, you know. My son had kind of walked away, and I kept telling him, you know, God's always there. You can go to him. He goes, no, I can't. He kept saying he can't. And I couldn't figure out why he would say that, you know. I mean, I might have had some ideas later, you know, I thought. But I kept going to healing masses and praying for him. And then, you know, I just, that's all I did was pray for him. And one day out of nowhere, he says to me, he tells me this, and he didn't even want to tell me, right? But he said, he went up to church. It was like midnight, okay? The church parking lot, nobody's there. He decided, I guess he was trying to talk to God. And he went to the doors, and they were locked, of course, you know? And he stood there, and apparently he said to God, okay, so you want me back? If you want me, then unlock the door. Now, I would never recommend, you know, any kind of test thing like that, but my son, you know, well, he went to try the door again, and it opened. And into church.
Wow.
So God did. He opened the door for him.
My God.
Yeah.
Wow.
And something really horrible happened not long after that, is he was murdered. But I knew he was with God. I knew he was with Jesus. Because, you know, he had a healing, you know, with Jesus. They worked it out, you know. But I wanted to, when you were praying, I thought of that.
Wow.
So I wanted to share it.
Right.
Sometimes I remember when my kids were younger, you know, priests would tell me, you know, don't push, don't push. But I'm stubborn, you know. I was always torn on, you know, what do you make your kids do? You make them go to church with you? Or, you know, they always wanted to. And we prayed together as a family. It was just the three of us. But my poor daughter has just been through hell. And she fights every day. She has a job where she tries to protect children, and she's trying to protect her own. And she's had to help me because my life was ripped apart. My son died and everything. Then my parents, and, you know, you wouldn't even believe it, Ashley. I don't even believe it, and I see it. So I do believe in the power of prayer, especially a mother's prayer. And I do want to ask you, lady, something. I know that a mother can stand in because God, in the Bible, he gives a parent power, you know, authority over their children to pray for them. I mean, to command, cast away, get rid of demons, you know. Fight for them, spiritual fight. What is a grandmother's right for her grandchildren? Does she have that right?
I believe you do. I fight for mine. They're a part of your bloodline.
Right.
Exactly.
But I didn't.
Yeah,
I don't remember reading that.
Well, they're a part of your lineage, but, you know, I would believe that, I don't know too many instances in the Bible where it talks about the grandmother, but it does talk a lot about the bloodline and the lineage. And so it's part of your bloodline, it's part of your lineage, and you have authority in the spirit realm concerning your bloodline.
Yeah.
I mean, it's your bloodline.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, nobody would have believed that happened. That could have happened because he was so adamant. But it did.
You mean about the door opening?
About my son.
Yeah, about your son.
You know,
the door opening?
About God opening the door for him. I mean, that doesn't happen.
And you know what?
Right.
And as you were talking, you know, and you were saying that happened, and then, you know, how God has healed and is healing you in going through something like that that's very traumatic, I believe it had to do with you, Sharon. I believe it had to do with God showing you that, you know, he was involved with what was going on with your son and that there was a connection there. And to give you peace and to give you comfort because, you know, you said later on he was murdered. But you can look back at that instance and you can recognize that there was some kind of connection spiritually going on between him and God.
Right. And
it
I do know.
To know that.
Yes, it does. It does. But I am so concerned, my poor daughter. I'm really worried about her. So.
How long ago
I
was that?
I appreciate it for everybody. What?
No, I was just saying,
how long ago
was that? Yeah.
16 years.
Okay. Yeah, I believe it had a lot to do with God giving you a sign and showing you.
Yes,
so that
for him
would
to
have
tell
some
me.
Peace and comfort. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
For him to tell me.
Yeah.
It was really horrible. But there were... it wasn't supposed to happen. I know that. I mean, it wasn't.
Right.
God doesn't will murder and cancer and all these horrible things that we cause from our sin.
Well, the sin's already in the bloodline. That's why Prophet Randy has been praying a lot about, you know, when he does communion and how he really,
right.
you know, is adamant about, and I know you know because I hear you, you know, calling in sometimes, and, you know, he's, you know, adamant about communion for himself and, you know, encourages us to, he believes there's some connection with the bloodline and communion and for the spiritual DNA and that kind of thing. So,
yeah, it's weird that you said the DNA because that's my concern about the COVID shot.
Oh, okay.
Is the DNA.
The DNA of you or the in regards
to what? Yeah, I don't want
what?
It to affect my. I don't want it to affect my DNA.
Right.
And
well, I don't
I just
really
don't know
so
what
much.
To do.
Right. I understand. I kind of know exactly where you're coming from. You know, I'm just in prayer about it, and I'm just believing God that he, you know, I believe there's a time appointed for us to die, but I do believe there are people's lives that are being cut short.
I do, too. I mean, I agree. And
yeah,
I mean, Randy doesn't do vaccines. I do vaccines. I mean, I always had my children. I even had them.
Yeah, oh. As a child, I did, but I was kind of forced to take the flu shot because I'd never taken the flu shot in my life until I was put into a situation where I was constantly at the hospital on a daily basis, and so part of me, you know, I never thought much about the flu shot anyway, but, I mean, the flu shot was investigated.
I got it last year.
I mean, it's something that's been around for years and years and years and years. It's not something that's just popped up on the scene, but I never had any desire to take the flu shot, but I ended up a few years ago for the first time in my life taking it, and I didn't have any effect, but I'm not like a vaccine person myself, but as a child, of course, we got vaccines. We didn't even have any say on that. You know, that's something our parents did.
Right.
But,
right.
You know, we just, you know, we have to be led, I believe, as God speaks to us individually concerning
yep.
some things.
Yep.
And be led by the Spirit of God. You know, God
mm-hmm.
speaks to us. We have access to him. We don't have to go through anybody. The veil was rent. It was torn in two. That we can go directly to the throne room. We can speak to the Father and, you know, with Jesus, you know, as our adversary for us. And we can get an answer for you. You can get an answer for you. I can get an answer for me. Marcia can get an answer
Brian.
For her.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so, so that's what we do. And guess what? And when we get that answer, when we petition God on something, we stand on what God has given us. You know?
Right.
Yep.
We're not moved by anything but what the Word of God.
Word of God says.
Right. Yeah. So there you go. And there you can have peace. That's where my peace is. I'm looking to
yep.
God.
Yeah.
I'm not looking to anybody else to give me an instructions about this except God. And when you're at peace about how God's instructing you to do it, you do it the way God tells Sharon to do it. I do it the way God tells Angela Joy to do it. Marcia will do it the way God tells Marcia to do it.
Yep, and that's your protection. You're protected when you.
And that's your
when
protection.
When you're here. Yep, you're here.
Yeah.
When you hear and you do from him, whatever
right.
he says.
That's it. And I tell you,
well,
you know, it's gotten pretty hairy around here. I mean, I've known four people to die in the last 2 weeks that I know personally.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
where are
personally.
You?
I'm in southeast Georgia. I'm in a little town outside of
Savannah,
about an hour and a half out. Vidalia Onions grew up here.
Is it the mutation? The Delta?
Yes, it has been. But what's really odd about it, I know someone who has been very, 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 very ill with a lot of different diseases. She's still living, and she has COVID. But there are people that...
Mm.
were not as sick as she was, and they're dead and gone.
Yeah, I.
So there's no. I mean, I know Prophet Randy has been kind of talking to people this past week about, you know, different situations that we know about to share with him about this COVID thing. But to me, there's no consistency. I've seen people who have had the shot get it, I've seen people who haven't gotten the shot and get it and not get that sick. But then I've seen people who have gotten the shot and not been that bad. But then there are people who've never gotten the shot and they're fine. And then there's some that die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they don't have any major
right.
illnesses going on. I just know of a 35-year-old
right.
who just died. You know, he was on my son. I coached him rec soccer when he was like 10 or 12 or something. And, you know, he's dead. But then this girl who has congested heart failure and all these other complications, she's still living. So there's no real
right.
reasoning behind this stuff.
Right. Well, God's got the last say anyway.
That's what I'm standing on.
It doesn't really matter, you know. I mean, he will allow it.
Right.
So.
Yeah, God has, that's it. That's it right there, Sharon. You hit the nail on the head. God has the last say.
Last say, yep.
He does. He does. I mean, he doesn't want us to go out there and tempt him by doing something crazy. You know, I don't think he wants to run out there and say, okay, you got COVID, cough all over me. No, that's tempting God.
Right.
But if I'm doing
what
I believe
I'll tell you what,
is possible. Uh-huh.
Go ahead, honey. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, if we do what we know is the natural, normal thing to do to protect ourselves, then we're using
mm-hmm.
wisdom. That's fine. I'm not going to put myself at risk, like, to tempt God to say, it's like going out and standing in front of a car and say, okay, let me see if this car will hit me and I'll die.
Right.
You know, but I think
right. yeah,
we don't tempt God, but we do what we're supposed to do, but he has the final say whether I live or die. You know, as far as the COVID situation, you know, I'm going to try to do what I need to do. I'm not going to put myself at any
yeah.
extensive risk. But then, and so that
yeah.
way, I know that I'm not tempting God, and it's up to God whether I live or die. But I'm going to believe for living, and I'm going to live.
Right.
You know?
I believe he wants us to live. And
right.
I know that there's things that he's put out there for us to do to try to help, because I don't think COVID's the last thing coming, you know? I think there's a whole lot more
coming. Oh, yeah. Hey, you know what? I was talking to, you know, like, I don't know if you were listening to the beginning of the show, but had a young man over here today and he's a friend of my son's, and, you know, he used to hang out here at my house all the time and turned out to be just a great young man. And but we got on the discussion of this as well, and the things that are coming up the road, you know. And I was talking to them about things that went on when I was growing up, and how the world has changed so drastically in the last 20, 30 years. And
right.
It's almost unbelievable. I mean, it's almost like wow. I've seen so much happen in the last 20 to 30 years that it's amazing. You know, it's not the same world we lived in 20 years ago.
No, it isn't. And it's really, it's shocking. I mean, I'm shocked all the time at the evil I see.
Oh, yeah. And people think nothing.
The behavior, I can't grasp it. It's not how we were raised. It's not the way the world was. You know, there was common courtesy. There was kindness. There was the golden rule. There was, you know.
Yeah, this is a whole new day. And, you know, and as they were saying, you know, my young people who were in my midst today, oh, we think it's going to get better. And I just like, hey, guys, I don't think it's going to get any better. So, you know, get ready. Yeah, it's not going to get any
yeah.
better. This is where we are in the timetable of prophecy. It's not going to get any better. We're going to walk.
You guys all know that I'm Catholic, right?
Yeah, I know.
Do you know that? Well, one thing about the Catholic Church that, you know, a lot of people would complain about and stuff is that we're pretty quiet. And you'd never hear a priest talk about, you know, the end times and things like that. Like when I was growing up, I mean, it just, or spiritual warfare even. I mean, as I got older and I was more into intercessory prayer and things like that, yes, but it's not something that was generally talked about.
I didn't even know.
What?
I said no, and it wasn't talked about much in the Baptist church either.
Oh, okay. Baptists were they were loud. The ones I knew, you know,
they were loud.
Yeah, you know, my family comes from Kentucky, you know, small town in Kentucky. We're talking Bible Belt Baptists, you know.
Oh.
And they thought I was going to, you know, when we went to visit, they all thought, you know, my sweet cousin, she was in her 80s. One day she said to me, you know, are you saved? You know, because they're all so scared, you know, because we were Catholic, we were going to hell. And, but anyway, the reason I brought it up was that even the priests now are all talking about the end times and that we are living in Revelation. And that's
okay.
Something that never happened before.
Praise God. That
you
is
know,
awesome.
So for them to be saying it tells me, oh, man, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's
anyway.
An awakening. Yeah, there's an awakening that's going forth. And, you know, I believe that anyone who wants to catch the wave, they're going to catch the wave, and there are going to be those who don't want it, and they're not going to get it. But those who desire to move into this place that God is calling us to, it's going to be, as I mentioned earlier, and Marcy and I were talking about, there's a remnant of people that God has. And they're going to come from every walk of life, every denomination, non-denomination. There is a remnant. And I just want to be named among the remnant. I want to be named among the remnant. So, praise God. Well,
you know, I heard from this one priest who said, you know, don't worry about if you, you know, can't walk very good or this or that. He goes, because you'll all be healed, you know, at that time. But, you know, it's like you want to be good. You want to do good for God. I mean, an
well,
angel
you know,
said to me, I think it was an angel.
Yeah, it's through the blood. You know, the blood was shed because, you know.
Right.
You know, there's none that is good.
I've been pleading
right.
The blood of Jesus over my thoughts and my prayers.
Right.
And because the demonic realm is so prevalent, and they're doing all kinds of stuff. And
yes, I mean,
I always told my kids, evil hates good, right? So, the closer you get to God, the more you get attacked. Da da da. So
right.
Don't be shocked.
But we have hope, you know. And even when we transition,
right.
You know, we have hope to know that we transition to a better place. We don't want to transition before our time, but we know when we do leave here, it's going to be better than what we're leaving behind. And so we're encouraged with that.
If I don't screw up. Yeah, if I don't screw up. That's the one difference.
No, we all screw up. We all screw up. We just repent, get back on track, covered by the blood, and we move on. We don't let the devil...
Right.
Cause us to focus in on how we messed up because that's what he wants us to do so we can be
right.
Over in a ditch somewhere and miss where we're supposed to be going. No, we repent, ask for forgiveness, get back on track, and keep moving. You know,
yeah.
What would be the point of having Jesus come if what he did didn't amount to anything?
Oh,
that's
right.
The whole point of him coming. That's the whole
right.
Point.
Right. Oh, I know. And
yeah.
One of the things that I'm seeing Satan do is distract, you know, throw
no,
things at you from every
that
direction.
Earlier.
That's what's happening to my poor daughter, you know.
But we're
so
gonna
overwhelmed.
Right. We're going to believe that God's going to, you know, Marcia prayed. We're going to believe that God's going to intervene. And you stand in
yes.
Faith
yes.
And believe and know that you have
yes.
Power
yes.
Through the blood. You can speak, and you have authority over the bloodline, and continue to take your position. Don't be moved. Don't be moved by what you see,
right.
By what you feel. Put on the mind of Christ. Let those thoughts that are in Christ Jesus be also in you, and move on. You know, yeah. We've got the victory. Keep, you know,
thank
just
you
keep
so
that,
much.
Yeah, keep that victory.
I'm really grateful for the river in the desert. That's great. At first,
yep.
I thought, oh, please don't let the condo, don't let this apartment flood. I can't really flood.
Yeah. All right.
No.
Well, we thank you, Sharon, for calling
thank
in,
you.
And I think Martina.
Thank you for taking the time.
Right,
and being
there
for everybody.
Yeah. And God bless. So we're going to be believing
really
for you. And you be encouraged.
Okay. God bless you.
All
thank
right.
you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
All right. Well, Marcia, I know you say you got to make a move out of here. I want
to yes,
thank you
in the
for...
morning I have to go in a little bit earlier, but I just thank God for you. I sent you another message on my your other phone.
Oh, okay. I'll look for it.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm just so happy I got to touch base with you on your birthday.
Thank you so much for your time. And
Thank you for calling me, my dear friend. All right.
I really appreciate
it. All right.
God bless.
I'll be touching base with you soon.
Yes, dear. Love you. God bless. Bye.
All right. Love you. All right. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, guys, we got a couple more callers here that I'm going to get to, and I'm excited about what God has done. I'm excited about what he's doing, excited about what he's getting ready to do. Hallelujah. We're going to stay in faith, and let's see. I think I've gotten that one. Let me just verify a number here. I am excited, guys. All right, so let's go here to 803-991. This is Angela Joy, and who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Angela Joy. It's Angela, South Carolina.
Hi, Angela from South Carolina. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I am good. I'm doing good. I am doing good. Hallelujah, and I'm glad you were able to get through tonight. So praise God. Lord, we just thank you for Angela tonight. Hallelujah. We just thank you for incorporating into her and engrafting into her a new level of faith. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. We just thank you, Lord. I just sense to tell you, I see stairs, and so that means like elevation, ascending. So you're going up, and for every step that you take, it's almost like God is going to give you what you need to ascend to the next level so that you can understand how to handle the next level when you get there. Hallelujah. So it's almost like, you know, you're walking, when we go into new places or we go into, say, for instance, you've got another job or you've got another place of residence. And they're, or say for instance, a job. So that you've been promoted. So when you go to through the promotion, there's a certain level of things that will be available to you, and you're going to have access at the next level that you didn't have at the level before. So it's almost like God is saying he's going to incorporate in you what you need to make it to the next level and be at that level so you can continue to climb with what he gives you, but be sensitive to what he says to you because he's going to give you instructions for each level. And yes, you can look back at where you come from, but don't think that what you used before is going to work at the next level. Glory be to God. So wait on God. Listen for instructions because he's getting ready to move you up to another level. And he wants you to know that he's going to be available to you to equip you to handle what's on the next level. And on the next level, don't think it's just, oh, I'm on the next level. No, there are benefits and blessings attached to the next level. You know, like when we go to school and we graduate and we go to the next level in our grade, what are the benefits that attach to that? Well, first of all, I got some things rewarded to me at the next level in my promotion that I didn't have access to in the prior. You know, I've got opportunities, new doors open. I have access to things and learning and environment created specifically for that next level. So it's almost like I want you just to know that it may look like you're just going through these things and you don't have what you need to get to where you need to be. But God says, just listen to me, just wait on me, and I've got everything you need that's going to equip you for the next level. So, Lord, we thank you for the elevation. We thank you for the promotion. We thank you for the words that are going to be released over her life, the things she's going to even find in the word of God that is going to equip her for the next level. So we glorify your name tonight, God. We give you honor and praise for what you're about to do and what you're doing now in Angela's life that she doesn't even have a clue about. She doesn't even see some things that you're already doing behind the scenes that she's going to see on the next level. Glory be to God. So we give you honor, we give you glory, we give you praise in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Lord.
Hallelujah. Get ready. I saw stair steps. I saw stair steps. And I just believe that God is letting you know when you come to that next level, don't oh, wow, am I prepared for this? Or, no, you're going to be fine. Hallelujah. You're going to be all right. It's going to be all right. You will be prepared because he's already waiting for you at the next level. Glory be to God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Hallelujah. 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 Mm-hmm. Glory, glory, glory. So how's it going tonight, Angela?
Amen. Well, you know, when you say elevation, I've been listening to a new group called Elevation. It's a gospel group.
Yeah, it's through Elevation Church?
Yeah, I think it's the name of Elevation Church. It's the goddess.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like Elevation Church.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I just recently started listening to him. I was listening to him today earlier in the song called I'm Going to Wait on You. I'm Going to Wait on You.
Oh, yeah. I like that song.
Yeah.
I'm
like double
isn't that the one they do with Maverick? I'm going to tell you, my group is Maverick City Music.
Yes.
That's the one they do with. Honey, I blast my house. My house has been blasted out with Maverick City today. I'm telling you.
Wow.
I love Maverick City and Elevation. Yeah, they kind of connect a lot on a lot
awesome.
Of songs. Oh, they're awesome. Huh, let me tell you.
Yeah.
If any of you all have you ever watched the videos of Maverick City, those young people, the way they're worshiping God?
Yes. Yes, Angela.
Oh.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Yes, I listened to them today, this morning. I had them on blasting, and for sure. I was like, wow. I thought they were from out west.
Yeah.
Somewhere. I read the.
No, Maverick City is out of Atlanta.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I'm not sure
where
Elevation Church is. I think it's in the Carolinas, if I'm not mistaken. Or maybe
Charlotte.
I don't know where Elevation Church is.
Well, yeah, I think I did see Charlotte. But
I
know the guy that's...
Yeah, it's Charlotte.
Yeah.
I think their pastor's last name starts with an F, if I'm not mistaken. He's a young guy.
Okay.
Wears a lot, you know, just the jeans and T-shirts, you know.
Right.
But, yeah, I think you're right. I think they're out of Charlotte. And I know Maverick City is out of Atlanta.
Are they, do they, because it seems like they're the same
they do
almost.
Stuff
like.
Together. Yeah, they do stuff
okay.
together. They intermix,
okay.
a lot. A lot of
yeah.
their songs are that way. That one song, do you like Gyra? I love that song, Gyra.
Yeah, I like all of them. I was listening to quite a few of them today.
I know, it's amazing. They're awesome. Yeah, they're awesome. Praise Jesus.
And the God done.
Well, look at that. Look at God. I mean, you were listening to Elevation, and you got a word on Elevation.
Amen.
Amen.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Well, so share a little bit with me. What do you feel about what God's going to do with you? Have you been asking God about Elevation, anything in particular?
I've been praying on some things as far as, like you said, I guess I'm going to move to the next level. But, yeah, I want God to, you know, really have the Holy Ghost fire upon me. And you know, like you were saying, I didn't think about it that way until you said it. Elevation and the steps and stuff, going to the next step. I don't think I said that in my prayer that way. But now that you said it, it makes sense because I've been praying on, you know, like you say, I feel like I'm been in the same kind of growth. I'm growing, but, you know, I know there's more, you know. So the way you prophesied that that would make sense. The same thing, going to the next step, going to the next level, you know, asking more and more. So,
it's like you, when you go to school, and it's like if you're not prepared, say you got promoted from the fourth grade and they want to pitch you all the way up to the sixth grade, you won't have what's necessary at that level unless you get information on it. You know, you got to get what you need to operate correctly at the next level. Or even if you go from fourth to fifth, you know, fourth grade was, you know, different from fifth grade. And fifth grade is different from sixth, you're getting ready to go to middle school. So if you're not prepared, that's why they hold some children back. You know, I guess they still do that. I don't know. They got this thing so much of just passing these kids when they don't even have what they need just so they can make the numbers look right. But, you know, hey, you got to you're not prepared. Back in the day, if you weren't prepared to go to the next grade, they held you back. Why? Because you didn't have what was needed to operate on the next level. Well, God's letting you know, don't look at it in the natural. He's got what you need because he's going to promote you to the next level. And he's not the kind of God that's going to put you someplace that you can't do what you've been called to do and leave you out there by yourself. He doesn't do stuff like that.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's always there to assist. So, you know, but sometimes our flesh will say, you know, you can't do that. You haven't been taught that. But that's in the natural. We're dealing with a supernatural God. Hallelujah. And he is going to do things that's going to blow folks' minds because it's going to be, let me tell you, I got to say this. And I just, hallelujah, just came up. I had the, glory be to God. I had the opportunity yesterday to be in the presence of people who were highly educated. Well, I got my little BA. I have no desire to assume a PhD. That's not anything I'm even in desire of. I mean, so, you know, I got my little BA. So I was in the presence of people with their PhDs and this and that and whatever yesterday. And, you know, it was like God told me when I got in there, he said, you know, I don't care what they have on paper. He says, it's the anointing that makes the difference. Ha! Hold on, you know, yeah, you got your PhD in theology. And you, it's almost like they, well, it was a lady that I had met, and sweet lady, and through another woman, and where I'm going to have a women's meeting pretty soon. And so she was there at a service that I was, to meet this lady who has the facility where I'm going to be doing the service. So this lady was there, really sweet lady. And so she had invited me to her home yesterday. She says, I want you to meet Dr. Such and Such. She's going to be at my house, you know, doing a seminar. She did it on Friday. I said, well, I've got to work Friday. I'm still in training, so my schedule hasn't switched over yet. So I'm not going to be able to come Friday. So she says, well, come over and visit with her on Saturday. So I was like, okay, that's cool. So, you know, I was like, okay, this is Dr. Such and Such, and she, you know, this and that and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, okay. So anyway, so I go in and I walk in, and so I guess this lady, you know, she's, like I said, she's been a really nice lady. She had informed the doctor that I was planning a women's gathering. And so when I got in there, she began to question me like I was under examination of whether I was qualified to do a women's meeting. I was like, woman, I just didn't get off the boat yesterday. And I'm just looking at her. And she's like, right. and why do you think you need to do this? And what are you going to be doing with them? And what are you going to call this? And do you have a following? And do you have this? And I just looked at her. And then she caught her. I don't want to make it seem like I'm just coming at you. So it was almost like I came over there so she can validate my calling. You got to be kidding, lady. You don't know who you're dealing with. I already know my calling. I don't need your validation of my calling. And I kind of said it in so many words where she was kind of taken aback. Why? Because I don't need your permission to walk into the things of God. I don't have to have a PhD and all these other things that the Pharisees had attached to them so that they could come against Jesus and talk about what he didn't have. I know what I have, just like Jesus knew what he had, and it didn't matter how much the Pharisees came against him. He continued to walk out the plan the Father gave him. And I kind of gave her 2 cents of that. And she understood from that point on.
Wow.
She moved to the other side of the room. Ha ha, glory be to God. Let me tell y'all, folks, you better know who you are. Because when these religious folks get up in your face and they try to come against the call on your life, they better know they're not dealing with you. They're dealing with God. And that's where I just took a back seat because I thought to myself, you think that you've gotten some low, uneducated person. First of all, I do have a BA, so I ain't totally uneducated. But you think you've got somebody here who is much lower than you, and so you're going to instruct them on how to set up a meeting. I'm like, woman, I've been doing this for years somewhere else. And I'm like, so God said, just sit back and relax. And so when she started throwing these questions out to me, so what are you going to call your group? And what is the main reason for this? And how many people are you going to, and do you have a following? And I said, listen, I've been called by God. I don't move unless God says move. And I don't need anything attached to me to give me permission to move. The only thing that gives me permission to move is the Holy Spirit.
Wow. That shows
down. And I said, and it was almost then I began to, comfortably, because let me tell you, I learned years and years ago that God engrafted this into me. You are to be intimidated by no one. Why? Because the greater one lives in you. And when they come at you, you back down because I'm going to rise up and they can't handle me. So that's exactly what I did. I backed up and let God come forth. And she was no competition with God. She couldn't be in competition with God. So I let the Spirit speak, and he shut her completely down. Because I said, if I had gotten up in the flesh, Angela, I might have been able to sling a few words I did her, and it wouldn't have been, her feelings would have been hurt.
Right.
I mean, I've never been a person who cussed. I never did that. But I had a way with words that would make people, second guess who they really were.
Right.
And I could have went that direction. But I said, no, I'm going to sit back. And then she started to question. I just give her answers. It just blew her mind, yeah, you're right. It has to do with the anointing. Oh, well, I guess you don't really need to be worried about how many people. I was like, no, I'm not worried about this because this isn't mine. This is God. And I wouldn't be doing it unless he told me to do it. Because I have no desire in my natural flesh to be doing stuff that I'm not supposed to be doing. I'm too busy doing other stuff.
Right.
And if God didn't call me to do it, why am I going to take on extra work? So this is his thing. If he wants to name it something, he'll name it. If he knows how many people need to come, he'll send them.
Amen.
She's like, I guess she thought I was going to go into some kind of theological debate with her. That was not, I had no interest nor desire to go into any kind of theological debate with you about anything because theological things are not going to produce the same things that a calling and anointing will do.
Right.
The Pharisees.
That's why they theorize their anointing. Right.
The what now?
Wow. I said theological, it theorizes everything away. People who theorize.
And then,
theorize everything away.
Yes. Yeah, she just kind of thought I was some backwoods woman that, I say, no, I'm originally from Orlando. I do have some education. I said, but it's not in ministry. I said, but I don't have to. I said, let me tell you, those who walked with Jesus, they were not of any real educational, they didn't have any real educational background except for a few. I said, but it didn't spirit of God for moving and changing lives and calling people to go forth in the things that God had called them to, because the anointing did the job, not somebody's flesh and what degree they had.
Amen.
Huh. Amen. Huh. And I thought, I sit there and kind of chuckled under my breath. I was like, this woman really doesn't know who she's dealing with. She's dealing with
You remind me of my episode in Walmart.
That's one thing. I'm telling you, I remember the guy in Walmart, right? It's just amazing. Them demons come at you, and they be sometimes dressed up as a preacher or somebody in the, you know, these pharmaceuticals, these spirits, you know, that were out there when Jesus was walking the earth. We got some modern day Pharisees,
right?
You know,
right.
I just looked at her and thought, and I'm thinking, she's talking and trying to find out, where are you from and what credentials do you have? And, you know, I'm only looking for, you know, maybe 20 people to show up, maybe 30. Well, why only 30? Why won't you believe God for more? I say the facility is not that large. And I said, if God wants 30, he'll send 30. If he wants 20, he'll send 20. I'm not involved with that. That's between God and whatever he wants to do, you know, with God and me and what he tells me to do. Well,
right.
And after a while, she just figured, like, well, I'm not going to get into no debate with this woman, because she's just like, everything is pointing back to God. Of course, because that's what it's supposed to do.
Right.
So she just ended up, after a while, she just moved to the other side of the room and left me alone.
She left. Was it at her house? You said it was at her house?
No, this friend, this lady that I met, who's very nice. Yeah. She invited me over because they had a seminar Friday, but I was working Friday and during the day. And so I had told her, I said, well, I can't come Friday. I'll come Saturday. And so I texted the lady and said, I'll be there around 3. So she said, okay. And she said, they've been out. So I came over. And so she said, this doctor from Chicago was there. And, she wanted me to meet her. You know, okay. You know, so I go over and, you know, and then, you know, I begin, and I'm going to be honest with y'all. I'm just going to be honest. I'm going to be transparent here, because I told her yesterday, I said I'm a very transparent person to a certain degree, because what it is, what I experience a lot of times, I want to share because I want to help somebody else get to where they need to be. So I don't have too many secrets that I have to sweep up under the rug so that, you know, you can't find them. I said, so it's all out in the open pretty much. So, you know, she was telling me that she was, you know, going to be there. And, you know, she started talking about how, what she did, and she has this such and such in counseling and all of this. And, you know, I'm just not impressed at all. You know, I'm not impressed. I love people to get their education. If you want to get a PhD in theology, that's your business. That's fine. That's good. And if you feel you need that, then I have nothing to do with that. I'm talking about what happens and what applies to Angela Joy. I don't think I need it, nor do I desire it. Now, there was one time I wanted to go into the chaplaincy. There is a course in background information that's needed for you to go into the chaplaincy. And I wanted to do that, but I've gotten older. My desires and my things toward working in prison have changed, so I don't really have a desire, because I wanted to be a chaplain in a prison. And that was the only reason I was going to go and get this, you know, this paper, you know, because in order to go into prison and be a chaplain, you had to do that. And then I heard different things about, you know, the chaplaincy and how it works in prisons, and how you have to invite everybody, you know, you got to invite every religion in there and let them have free rule and reign. And I was like, I don't want to do that. So, because I'm about Jesus, and I don't want them in there talking about Buddha, you know, but you got to do that if you're a chaplain, you know, you got to let Buddha people talk and Muslim people talk, and I don't want to hear what they got to say. I want to hear what we're going to talk about concerning Jesus. So I changed my mind about that. But other than that, I've had no desire to ever get any other paperwork as far as a degree in theology. Now, I do want to get some more information about theology, but I'm not doing it for any secular reason. When she started to say, well, some other situation came up where they were saying they were offering people information on training with Bible studies and that, oh, it wasn't accredited, and they won't be able to get a job. I'm thinking to myself, some of these people are just wanting to do this for their own personal benefit. They're not worried about going, getting a job in the secular market because they have a degree in theology, okay? They just want to do it for their own personal benefit. She couldn't understand that. She thought it all had to be tied to you being accredited to go work somewhere. Some of these people are older. They don't want to work. She couldn't get it.
Wow.
I thought, yeah, this is just... So, I mean, people are, you know, I learned yesterday, some people are so caught up on what they have acquired in the flesh that it blocks the spirit of God.
Yes.
For a moment.
And
when she realized that I began to offer, because I'm going to tell you, while I was there, I began to say some things and I could actually feel the environment, the atmosphere shift. It shifted to the point where she couldn't sit at the table with me. She had to go and move to the other side of the room.
Wow. Wow.
She couldn't
sound like the
sit
Walmart
at the table. Yeah, because guess what?
The presence of God is on you. You cannot take it.
The presence of God, you know, you're no competition with the presence of God with your theologically sound doctrine or unsound doctrine or whatever you're talking about. It's no match to the presence of God. It's no match to the anointing of God. It's no match to the spirit of God. So it had to move to the other side of the room.
Wow.
Because you're not going to convince me that I got to go get a PhD to be important in the kingdom of God. The devil is a liar.
He sure
is. I don't need your papers. I don't need anybody's papers. Only paper I need is the word of God written so I can see it, speak it, and believe it. Hallelujah. I don't need a PhD. She almost made me feel like I had to need, well, she wanted to try to make me feel like, but she just realized she was, she lost. She had a lost case. That was a lost case. That I had to have a PhD to even form a women's group and have people meet, 10 or 20 people. Oh, well, what is the purpose of this? And what do you want? And you can't leave women and just, you know, leave them. What, lady? Go somewhere and sit down. And that's exactly what she did. She went over there and sat down and shut her mouth and left me alone.
Wow.
I'm nothing. When it comes to the things of God, Angela, I'm very ferocious.
Yeah.
I will stand flat-footed and look at the devil eye to eye. You know, when they come up here trying to tell me something that don't line up to the word of God, and you got to try to convince me I got to do it your way or man's way so that I can be accepted. Mm-hmm. I don't care about being accepted. I'm already accepted by the Father. What more do I need?
That's right.
That woman didn't know how to handle me, Angela. She just didn't know how to handle me, so she moved up out of my way.
She did not. Maybe she would have come with books and stuff, but she had no chance against the Word of God and the woman of God. She had no chance.
You couldn't convince me that I wasn't. Well, what she was really trying to do is convince me that I wasn't worthy. Really? I wasn't worthy to have a group of women meeting to discuss the things of God. She wanted to make me think I wasn't worthy. You better go try that with somebody else, sister, because it sure won't work here. You don't know who you're dealing with. With what I've been through and what I had to go through to get to where I am now, and you think you're going to try to convince me that a piece of paper is going to make me a woman of God or not? The devil is a liar, lady. Tell the story somewhere else.
You got the wrong one today.
Glory be to
God. Oh,
hey, Angela, guess what? I got a kick out of it. I just love seeing her squirm around. She was squirming. She was like, move. Just get on, go somewhere. And you know what,
wow.
Angela, I hate to say this. I followed her over there.
You torturing her? Like,
I followed her
that?
Over to the other side of the room. And I began to talk more about how God had done some stuff and what he was about to do and what he
right.
is doing. And I talked about PGN and how Prophet Randy, you know, oh, she couldn't handle none of that. She didn't want to hear it. But I'm going to make you hear it anyway. So you're trying to convince me, I'm going to torture you with the things of God. You religious human.
You like the like, was it Paul in the Bible and God was saying this?
Yeah, there you go. Oh, yeah, so,
thorn in her
side. Man, that's a good one, Angela. That's a good one.
You know,
all I know, but who are you? Well, she found out who I was. I definitely wasn't the son of Sheba, and you were going to beat me. I was going to get you up out of there, and you had to move.
That is hilarious. That is hilarious.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, no
competition. Myself, lady, you don't have a clue about what devils I've had to fight moving to this level that I'm at right now. You
right.
think you're going to come up in here and convince me that you got something that I want and that I desire and that I need? Are you kidding? Really? I could have had a PhD
wow.
that would help me fight. I could have had a PhD 10 years ago and it would not have helped me fight the demons that I've had to deal with over the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
That paper would mean nothing if I had not gained the anointing by going through what God allowed me to go through so I could go
Hallelujah.
To the next level, and it didn't take a paper.
Wow.
Who are you trying to convince, lady? You don't know where I come from. You don't know where I've been, and you have no clue, evidently, where God is taking me. So take a back seat and sit down and ride.
Have a seat.
Have a seat. Have a seat. Hallelujah. I am tired
of so
religious folk.
Yeah.
I'm tired of
really
people
cute.
Caught up in what papers they have. I'm tired of people talking about how the 7-step method can help you. My God. Get in the word.
Oh.
That's the method that'll help you.
Amen. Amen. Which one? That's right. Wow. Well, I think she's learned it. I think she's got it now, probably.
Yeah, like I said, I didn't really do much. I said a few things, but I think just my presence intimidated her because
mm-hmm.
she could not convince me that she was any better than me because she had a PhD.
Right.
You're no better than me, lady. Huh.
Wow. Some people let that go to their head. That's the thing. They forget about God.
And that's exactly where it went. It went to her head.
Yeah.
To the fact that she was looking a little crazy up in there. I should be nice. Take it off of here.
That is so funny.
It really bothered me with somebody thinking they can convince me there's another way and I need another piece. I need a piece of paper to do it. Are you kidding? Really?
Wow.
If I wanted another degree, I have no problem going to get another degree. I don't feel like going getting another degree. I have no desire or interest. And if I do get it, it'll be biblical studies just to help me understand the word better. But you know what? God already told me. He said, you can get in the word and you can learn the word by the leading of the Holy Spirit. You ain't got to pay no people thousands of dollars to do it.
Right.
And you
Amen.
Do it according to what God has assigned you to do. He's assigned me to do a certain type of ministry that does not require that I have a PhD.
Amen.
These folks
They'll
are crazy.
Don't step the Lord. You can compete with that. That's a no-brainer. If you're really educated, that's a
no-brainer. But you know
no-brainer.
What? But I don't know. Some of those people must not have a brain because they didn't get it yet. You know, like, what was that on the Wizard of Oz? Who didn't have a brain? Who didn't have the brain? I'm trying to think of. Who was it? The kid, was it, you know?
That was a scarecrow.
Okay, somebody didn't have a heart. The lion didn't have a heart. The tin man, I think, didn't have a brain. Or the scarecrow.
Yeah, the scarecrow didn't have a brain. The lion didn't have courage. And the tin man didn't have a heart.
Okay.
He had a heart of metal, the tin man. Yeah, we watched that a lot growing up.
Oh, well, they need to go down the yellow brick road and find out how to get a brain. Because obviously the one that they've been given, they don't think it's worth actually using for some common sense.
Right. Wow. That is,
wow.
That is something. People, the way people think, wow.
I mean, because I really feel like, you know, I don't really think the lady that invited me, I don't think she really brought me there to try to put me on the spot. She just wanted me to meet this lady. But when I walked in the door, and I could sense the lady was a little bit uncomfortable with how she approached me. And then, you know, oh, come sit over here at the table with me. Hey, come sit here, patting on the table. What? Really, lady? Come. Oh, so you think I need to come, that I'm coming here to get permission from you to operate in the things that God has called me to do? You think I need permission for that? Lady, you need to go get some help. You know, so it was like, I just sit there and smiled and like, let me accommodate this fool for a little while. Lord. This educated
person. I think you realize
let me accommodate,
she made a mistake.
Let me accommodate her a little bit. Let me kind of just sit here and smile and smirk and see, make her think she's making some kind of headway and then flip it out and show her, this is the Holy Spirit right here. And then start to tell about the operation of the Spirit of God with Prophetic Grace Network. Let me tell about that one.
Amen.
Hey, glory be to God.
She's not ready for that.
So, you know, yeah, she wasn't ready for none of that.
She hasn't.
And then to tell her, oh, I used to operate, you know, I used to be a host on a television station here in local Southeast Georgia. Well, she wasn't ready for that. She thought she found some woman who was just like trying to find a group of women. Do you have a following? What? Do I have a following? Do I need a following to have 10, 15, 20 women over? I got to have a following? I got that much on Facebook.
Oh, gosh.
Yo.
That is
let me get off you. All right, Angela. You got me all fired up.
That's okay. Thank you for sharing that with me. I mean, it sounds like I said, it's kind of like my story with it, as long as yours was, that it was the same thing. Like I say, Jesus Christ ran him off. That was done. It was nothing else to say.
That was
done.
It was over. When Jesus shows
it's
up,
over.
It's a done deal. It's over.
It's over. Yeah, his groceries and everything. It was done. I was like, you know, I was walking through Walmart. You couldn't see it when my mask was on, but I had a smirk on my face. I'm like, what? Did anybody see this? So, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Is there anything you wanted prayer for, Angela? I'm sorry. I went off on a deep end.
No, I'm good. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Bless you tonight.
Okay, you're welcome. Good talking to you.
Okay, you too. Take care. God bless you.
All right, have a good one. All
okay.
Right, God bless you.
All right.
All right, good night. All right, bye. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm telling y'all, I had a good time with that one yesterday. Woo! I had a good time with that one because I was like, lady, you really don't know. You cannot come against the Spirit of God and think you will prevail because I'm backing down. This is not me. You know, I'm crucifying the flesh, and I'm saying, come forth, Jesus, shine. And that's exactly what he did. Hallelujah. Going to 760-574. This is Angela Joy, and how can I assist you tonight? How can I pray with you?
Hi,
I'm excited.
Hi, Angela. How are you?
I'm doing good. Who's this?
Hello, my name is Jessica.
Jessica, why are you laughing at me?
I'm listening to you. You're having a good time.
Oh, Jessica, where are you calling from?
I am from Palm Springs area in California.
California. All right. Is this my first time talking to you?
No, I've talked to you a few times. I just haven't gotten you in a while.
Okay. Well, I went off on the deep end there a little bit, Jessica.
It's okay.
Glory be to God. Woo, Jesus, hallelujah, Lord. We just thank you for Jessica tonight, hallelujah. And I just see, like, you know, I don't know. It just seems like you're kind of like, it's not like a bad time. It's not a hard time. But it's a time when God, I sense he wants you to be sensitive to him speaking to you and what he wants you to hear and observe in the season. I sense that he's going to illuminate it for you. And it's almost like, you know, when you're out somewhere and, you know, there are a lot of things going on, and then something just kind of jumps out at you. You say, oh, wow, I see that. You know, of all the things that are going on around you, something in particular kind of catches your attention. And so I just sense to tell you that there's this season where, you know, there are things going on, but there are some things that I believe God is going to spotlight for you. And he's going to say, that is me, and move toward that which I am. It's almost like when Moses was out and he saw the burning bush, and that thing caught his attention, and he was drawn to it, and he was instructed, you know, this is holy ground. Wow, you know, this thing is interesting, but not only is it interesting, it's a God thing, so much of a God thing that I've got to take my shoes off because this is holy ground. Where God is calling me to, where he's speaking to me through this bush, this place is holy. This place is of God. This thing is of God. That's why God illuminated it for me so that I can see it, so I can receive what God wants to give to me through it in the name of Jesus. So I just sense to say that to you, to be encouraged, and to look for the illumination of things that God wants to capture your attention for you to move forward into the things that he's calling you to. And so we just thank you for peace on the journey. We just thank you for an oasis of peace. Hallelujah. An oasis of all the fulfillment that she needs, everything that's going to be made available, that she will enjoy it as she gravitates toward what God is illuminating for her to have part of and to take part of in this season. So we just thank you, Lord, and we give you the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jessica, you still there?
Yep, I accidentally muted myself. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's fine. What's up, Jessica?
Well, I am. I'm checking on someone. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
You okay? I'm on the phone with someone right now. Okay, I'm sorry about that.
Oh, you're fine. Is there something you wanted prayer for?
Yeah, you know what? I'm going not, like you kind of nailed it on the head at the first part. I'm not necessarily going, well, it's a mix. It's not hard because I know God is with me. He's taken a lot of the burden off. And that's the only reason why it's not hard right now. But I am going through, I think, a more growing or just a transition and or something part of my life where I am looking to continue, of course, to move forward and grow. And sometimes I don't even know what I'm needing. And I think that's what I'm needing right now, as far as the Lord to start showing me things and start showing me things he wants me to pay attention to. Because, you know, I've been blessed and recently learning, you know, of course, hard stuff about yourself where you need to improve, and I've now seen a lot of that, and now I'm ready to, you know, go at it with fierceness and just completely just run into his presence and do as hard as I can. So it was perfect.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, that's really interesting. Let me look up something real quick. Yeah, because, you know, we get to that place, and you know what? It does become easier, and it takes the weight off of us when we learn to turn things over to God. And that's when it gets easy. You know, when we start realizing that, wow, you know, I really wasn't built to carry this weight or this burden, So let me just roll this on over to Jesus and let him handle it. And when we do that, we, you know, we still have the same issues going on. We may see the same things going on, but because we've decided to roll it over to the Lord, it makes the burden lighter, and it doesn't consume us the way it used to. And
yeah.
So, yeah, we can still have the same problems, but when we decide to operate in a different manner, that's when we see the effects of, you know, what it feels like to actually kind of be at peace when there's chaos still going on.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. You know, and so I can identify with that. I can identify with that, yeah.
And there's been a relationship that I've been in that has come to a little bit of a head, and this little bit of a head moment where, you know, a boundary was crossed, I was able to step back and start, it's funny, I said, you know, if he's going to start illuminating things, and already he was illuminating just who this other person really is as far as some habits and different tendencies they have that are obviously not from God, and it's allowed me to see them, and see that, not that I don't love them any less, but to be aware of that, that that's not okay.
Right.
And so I'm able to see what's not okay in me and what's not okay in him and what we need to both work on. And how he's already kind of illuminating those things, and to not feel like I have to be the one to constantly pour, and be the one that's constantly teaching, and just kind of step back, you know, and not do that.
Right. Yeah. Right, right. Amen. Well, I was kind of looking for that scripture. Let's see. It says, after 40 years had passed, an angel appeared to Moses in the flames of a burning bush in the desert near Mount Sinai. When he saw this, he was amazed at the sight. As he went over to get a closer look, he heard the Lord say, I am the God of your fathers. Moved up too fast. All right, so I'm the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And Moses trembled with fear and did not dare to look. And the Lord said to him, take off your sandals, for the place that you are standing is holy ground. I have indeed seen the oppression of my people in Egypt. I have heard their groaning, and I have come down to set them free. Now come, I will send you back to Egypt. So it was like the whole point that God was making here to Moses was that I've seen the situation, you know, and I want to get your attention, my. And I want to let you know I'm aware of everything that you're dealing with. I need to get your attention, and I need you to understand that I'm speaking to you, and I illuminated this tree, this bush, so that I could get your attention. But I want you to know I've seen your situation. Hallelujah. I've seen the oppression of my people. He wanted to get Moses' attention by illuminating that thing. But he wanted to let him know, oh, I understand where you've been. I understand what you're going through. And I'm here with you to give you peace. And I had to even illuminate this thing to get your attention, because, you know, sometimes we get so caught up in what's going on that unless God kind of pulls us aside and illuminates some stuff and show us some stuff, we will just continue to just struggle through something and be discouraged. But it's almost like he said, I'm going to get your attention, and I'm going to let you know I saw what's going on. I see the oppression of my people. And he says, I'm going to send you back to Egypt. And why did he send them back to Egypt? As a deliverer. But he had to get his attention and let him know, you're not alone. I see what you're going through. So I sense that the Lord wants to get your attention. He understands the situation. But I am going to give you instruction on how to do it. And I'm going to illuminate some stuff. And I'm going to show you some stuff that you will understand that I am with you. Because when you see this stuff, you're going to know with comfort that God is giving you instruction. And he's giving you direction on how to walk this thing out. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So, Lord, we just thank you for that. We just give you the glory. We give you the honor. And we thank you, Lord, that you are a God that sees everything. You know everything. There's nothing too hard for you. And you love us. And you see things that we can't see so that we can, you know, you see things that we can't see, and you want to show us things that we need to see so that we can avoid situations and circumstances, because you will illuminate, or you will highlight, or you will spotlight that you will be able to direct us in the way that we should go. And I give you thanks and glory. Hallelujah. Well, I hope that's been encouraging to you, Jessica.
It is very, very encouraging to me. I really appreciate that. I literally just was thinking today, too, in my car, I asked the Lord a question. I said, Lord, how do I give the love that you want me to give to others when I'm tapped out, when I don't know how to respond? And he said, that's when you come to me.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yes, Lord. Yeah, because he has the answer for everything. Mm-hmm. And he knows exactly where we are. And, you know, the enemy, of course, doesn't want us to continue in that mindset. He wants to distract us, and he wants us to think otherwise. But, you know, of course, that's his job. You know, that's what he does.
Mm-hmm.
But we're growing in Christ, all of us. We're growing, you know, in understanding and knowledge concerning the things of God. And as I talked about with the previous caller, some of this stuff is not something I'm going to learn up, is sitting up in a seminary. I'm not going to get instructions on how to handle that by sitting up, you know, in a class. Some of this stuff is going to be learned by walking it out and the leading of the Holy Spirit. That's how I'm going to get to where God is calling me. Like I said, I have nothing against people who go to seminary. I mean, maybe I should have gone there instead of going to the University of South Florida, but I didn't go there. I went to USF and majored in communications. I didn't major in ministry because at that time, that was my desire. That was what I felt God, and I believe it's still intertwined where God has led me to even today, that I was on the right. Because many years I questioned, why did I major in communications, public relations, advertising, marketing? Why did I do that? Why did I do PR? Because, you know, why did I do broadcast? You know, why did I do those classes? Well, look what I'm doing now. God, you know, he knew, even when I didn't know. I didn't know I was going to be doing this, you know, and you don't need a degree to do this, but it's almost like sometimes God just does it because he wants us to look back and say, wow, God, you were involved with my life back there, you know, because see what I'm doing now. And I didn't even have a clue, you know. I didn't have a clue. And is it something that I believe God wanted me to do? Yeah, I didn't then, but I do now. And whatever God has for me, I want to be available for it. But I don't want to do something that God's not calling me to do just so I can please man and be on their, you know, their role and be part of their clique and be a part of their group. And, oh, this is the higher echelon of education. I don't need that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't need you. I don't need what you have to fit in because I have no desire to fit in. The only place I desire to fit in is with God and what he gives me to do. And if I told her yesterday, you know, when I got up from the table and she moved away, and I looked over and I said, you know, because your gift will make room for you. There's nothing, she didn't even make a comment about that. It's almost like she forgot that makes room for you. It's what God does that makes room for you, not your piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That just kind of struck me the wrong way yesterday. It struck me.
Oh.
Now, I mean, I didn't let it bother me too much later. I didn't think about it too much. But, boy, when you started talking about it tonight, I was like, man, why do these people think that they, you know, really? I don't think so. It's almost like I saw Jesus. I began to just kind of have a vision of Jesus, how he was, you know, would go into the temple and they would say, and he began to read the word, and they were, well, who gives him the authority? What? Are you kidding?
Mm-hmm.
Holy Spirit? Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know. though he wasn't really released in that time, but this was Jesus. Really? I don't have to have permission. I'm the Son of God. I don't have to have permission, lady. I'm a child of God. And I'm walking in the place that he's calling me to, and it has nothing to do with your paper. Ah. I just don't like folks that think that everything that, you know, they have is all that you need. No, you need to try Jesus. All right, Jessica,
yeah.
I think I've spouted off enough about that.
No, it's okay. I agree with it because I look at people who, you know, kind of even Christians that are a little bit more judgmental, whether they know it or not, about people who are maybe baby Christians or other people who have been in education or know more, blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, it's the same Holy Spirit. And so it's a humbling experience because it does not matter what you do or don't know. It's the power of the Holy Spirit, not by power or might, but by his Spirit. So it levels the playing field. It's not you. It's the Lord.
And maybe they don't teach that in a theology, in the schools of theology. Maybe they don't teach that. I mean, I was beginning to think maybe that's not a part of the curriculum. Oh, well, maybe they should incorporate that. And I guess it really depends on where you go to school, you know, because, of course, there's some really good, you know, schools,
yeah.
Like the pastor that I was associated with when in Orlando, they graduated from, you know, Kenneth Hagin's Rhema Bible training. And, you know, so that they invited the gifts of the Spirit and everything else, you know, there. But, you know, some of these people, when they just go to these places and, you know, I just don't know. But anyway, I thank God that, if I decide to go back and get it, fine. But I don't believe that God is saying, oh, you've got to have that. And I told, I named a few names. Well, I named one in particular. I said, I don't think Joyce Meyer has a degree in theology. I said, I believe she has an honorary doctorate. And I said, she doesn't have a title attached to her name. Yes, lady, she doesn't have a title. She doesn't need a title. Because why would she want a title? Joyce Meyer. That's all she needs to be. We don't need titles to operate in the things of God. You just answered your own question. You know, like this woman is all over the place. She is not saying she's pastor this or I got my PhD here. No, she's just Joyce Meyer. And that I'm just Angela Joy, okay? So let it be. Gosh, I don't know. Some people, I don't know. All righty.
All right, Angela.
All right, Jessica, I'm glad I gave you a laugh or two tonight.
Yeah,
all
I needed
right.
it.
Well,
thank you.
And I did too, I guess. All right, well, thanks for calling. We look forward to talking to you again, and you be blessed, okay?
Thank you, you too.
All right, you have a good evening. All right, good night.
Good night.
Hallelujah. Folks, that is it. And I want to thank you all for being a part of what God is doing in the earth through Prophetic Graces Network. I am honored. I'm always honored to be here to talk with the people of God and to encourage you in the things of God. And so, Lord, we thank you tonight for what you've done. We give you the honor and the praise and the glory, and we look forward to what you're going to do in our lives in the coming season, in Jesus' name. So good night, everybody, and pray you have a blessed week. Prophet Randy will be on tomorrow night. We look forward to you being a part of what he is being used to do in the earth today. God bless. Good night.